Welcome to the only show that's all about learning, music, animals, fireworks, water skis, and above all, ice cream, pizza, ninjas, getting stronger, sharks versus bears, and above all, karate!
Hey, what's poppin'? It's the Drew and Mike Show for Wednesday. We have our winners for dinner Friday night at Mesa.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have the drawing in just a moment. And I don't know if I mentioned if we're in the deals in the D.com studios. I probably did. I'm so close to going over the edge. I've been sick since Thursday, and somehow I worked out today. And we got to finish with aerobic stuff, and Matt's like, okay, let's do some buys and tries. And so, I think it'll put me over the edge. I think I'll just, it'll be the end of me. Somehow I made it through it. It's like, will abs put you over the edge? Yes, I think so. Well, let's just try it. So I did two sets. Then it was go to Starbucks.
Yeah.
Then I got a parking ticket.
What?
And I seriously, oh, and also there was a cone in my way in Starbucks by the cream and sugar.
Oh. What happened?
That
was
almost
a spill?
Put me over the edge.
It was a spill?
I bumped into the cone. Oh. It almost put me over the edge. Then the parking ticket, which Matt took out of my hand.
Yes, sir.
Oh, he did.
Thank God. You wouldn't have paid it anyway. You would have forgotten to pay it.
I would have. I would have paid double. I don't know if I've ever paid the going rate for a parking ticket.
You only have like a day now to get them in, right?
You don't even have a day, do you? You have like 5 hours.
I know. It's bullshit. I'm telling you, I'm this illness is... I shouldn't have worked out today. I don't think I was up to it. I don't think I have enough immunities.
What are the odds on you taking a mid-show nap?
I said 40-60 before the show. But then I did. Then I saw this post. Why do I ever go on Facebook?
Now
I feel like we're being besieged. I is there anything we can do that just everyone kind of likes?
No.
Mm-mm. Are you okay?
No, I'm not. Sam Kinison wasn't funny. Boom, hot take.
Brian, boom, hot take.
Brian, I agree. His first album, latest stuff, was not. Agree with the above statement. Super funny when he first hit his prime. I didn't say he was funny every second.
No, Barney.
There's Barney. Wrong. Loved him. I agree. Jason. I saw him live. He's great. Me too. Ooh. You're obviously on the spectrum. I'm not a troll. I have never laughed at him.
Okay, good. Congratulations.
By the way, Matt told me about something, and when he told me about it, I'm like, there's no way that's on the internet now. And he found it. It was Sam Kinison. He used to do a bit on Jerry Lewis's telethon,
mm-hmm.
and what bullshit it was that he'd been doing it all this years, raised all this money, and it hadn't done a thing for these kids.
Oh.
So he's like, why don't you just give the money to these kids? So then he rolls out this kid with muscular dystrophy who then complains that, yeah, Jerry Lewis hasn't done a fucking thing for him, and he would prefer the money, and you know, he's like, whoa, really? Wow.
That was real?
Yeah, it was real. Oh, by the way, the phone calls to the girl, to the whores,
yeah.
That was real, too. Judy Tenuta, I watched the end of the documentary
really?
Last night. Judy Tenuta said, absolutely, the calls were real. And I kind of thought they were.
Kid. I love him. He makes Vegas an event for me. Mr. Doug Beatty! Bring him out,
is this the kid?
Doug Beatty!
I don't know. Might
be in a wheelchair.
Whoa! I think he had different kids.
Oh, God damn. But the hottest fucking nurses in Vegas. Not to mention, ladies and gentlemen, this is Malika and Sabrina.
He's introducing the nurses
Woo!
That came out with
Hello.
Him.
So, Doug, I just want to introduce you to the people that may not know you. This is Doug Beatty. How do you feel about Jerry Lewis, Doug?
I hate that son of a bitch.
This guy's in a chair.
Been doing this goddamn telethon for, what, 30 years now?
He's drinking a beer.
$1 billion. I haven't seen dime one.
You haven't seen one fucking dime. How old are you now, Doug?
25.
25 fucking years. Have you ever been asked to be the poster boy?
Never. They wouldn't give me anything.
Fucking sons of fucking cunt bitches, man.
I hate that bastard. I want his ass.
Don't get up. Don't get up. Don't get up. Holy.
He's starting to get out of his chair.
He gets excited, man. Fuck, he starts flying around the room and pissing on people, man. It's not pretty. Dude. Why, sir, are you having fun?
Yeah.
It's fuck. Well, listen, you know, I've tried to help. You know that. I've taken Dougie under my wing. I like to call him Sammy's kid. And I like to challenge any of Jerry's kids to take him on. He can beat any of Jerry's kids' fucking asses.
I'll kick them fucking houses, man. I got them all. I'll get them.
You could take on Jerry's toughest kid, couldn't you?
Yeah. I'll kick his fucking ass.
God, that's funny.
I think this is a phone call here. I don't know. Let me double check.
All right. Okay. What's this guy? Jim? All right, Jim. And her name is what now? Veronica. Okay.
They gave the guy in the audience a mic,
what
too.
What did Veronica do?
Well, I want to see the time he called and no one answered.
She spent all your money and went and fucked everybody else in the world? I think we have to call this fucking cunt up! Do it. Make the call, you hot, nasty bitches.
Yes, two very hot chicks.
I just
want to
watch
phone.
It from back here, if you know what I mean, folks.
Oh, well, this is go over today.
It's hard to keep your mind on your work, man. Shit. Call this fucking bitch up.
Looks like Jessica Hahn, doesn't it?
Oh, okay. Is it ringing? Hello? Is this ringing? Want to try it again?
No, it's no, fake. Hey, see, there that you go. Real. Someone didn't answer, so yeah.
Oh, we'll get it. We'll get it. All right, is it ringing? Okay. Okay. Come on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, is Veronica there?
No, Veronica went out on a date.
Wow. She did, huh? Well, actually, we're at a big party here, and they were supposed to be on their way here. And they haven't showed up yet. So, listen, can I leave a message if she calls back?
Sure.
Tell her that I won't be here with Jim and about 3 or 4,000 people. And he would just tell us that she's a big fucking cunt! And she broke his heart!
Oh.
And she ripped it out of his ass like a cheeseburger! And we think he's a whore! And we hope her pussy rots off and falls in a fucking toilet! Fuck you!
Well, I guess this call's over.
We hope her pussy falls in the toilet.
How did Sam die? Was it? Did his heart explode?
Stay on this phone and don't hang up for me. I have plenty of energy to drive over there.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
He died in a car accident on his way to a show in Nevada. He got hit head-on by a drunk 17-year-old.
Wow, I remember that now. Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, it sucks.
Let's see. What was the other good news today? I got a letter from somebody in the UAW who says that we're going to lose downloads because of my attitude towards the UAW.
Ooh.
And that he's never made $63 an hour. He makes $30 an hour.
Okay.
I didn't say anyone made $63 an hour. That is the total of the pay with benefits. I don't think that's really in disagreement, is it?
But you're adding the benefits.
And I didn't say
it,
that it was too much either.
No, I don't know.
In fact, I said I was jealous of the UAW because no one does shit for me when I have a problem at work.
Now, if you're not a member of the union, you didn't pay the dues because you know it's a right to work state. Now,
yeah,
you don't get the $250 a week either.
Well, that's only fair.
Well, I know.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Those people wish they paid the due now.
I don't know how much the
union.
I don't know how much the dues are, to be honest. But I have not taken a dim view of the UAW at all. In fact, actually, I think the UAW should be glad we're talking about it because I'm not hearing a lot of people talking about it. This is the longest strike since the 70s,
it's
isn't it?
It's kind of slowing down a little bit.
No one understands.
The press
and it's not going well. And, you know, in the UAW's corner, I would say this. The corporate America got a giant tax cut.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's what I would be selling. I'd be saying, hey, why aren't you sharing this with the workers? You made $12 billion. But I haven't even heard that discussed. It's that they made a lot of money and the UAW sacrificed. I think this is the wrong way to go.
I do too.
But I'll probably get a million emails about that.
My buddy works for the UAW. You always see him on TV now. This is the same guy that I busted into Blaine's studio. He was the producer of Blaine's show.
Uh-huh.
Well, he doesn't work there anymore. So he works for the UAW. And I'm always seeing him on TV. My man.
Really?
My man, yeah.
Did
was this just a name drop? To
No, I just wanted to bring it up because of the UAW, and it does tie in with my old story of breaking into the studio. And I don't know, if you wanted someone from the UAW to talk, I probably can get them for you.
I don't think we need anybody to talk.
No.
Okay. I don't know. It's really not. It's not an exciting topic, but usually a UAW strike
is a major topic
around here. It's a huge deal, and I remember when I first started here, and there were threats of strikes. It was a huge story, always. But anyway,
what's bigger,
so everybody hates the show.
This strike or the old newspaper strike?
Oh, the old newspaper strike was, that was horrible. That was terrible. That was volatile.
How long did that last? I don't recall.
I don't remember. But
I just know it was a really big deal when certain people crossed the picket line.
Mr. Big Stuff didn't cross the picket line.
No, Gary?
Yeah.
Mitch did.
He did.
Well, someone had
your information, I am a big shot.
He was one of
Gary
first.
Lost his job.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a huge Beatles fan like me, and maybe you are, and you want to feel the magic of those historic live performances, you got to check out 1964, The Tribute. Rolling Stone called them the best Beatles tribute on earth, and you can catch them live October 18th at the Flagstar Strand Theater in Pontiac. For more info and to get tickets, go to flagstarstrand.com, flagstarstrand.com, or Ticketmaster. I haven't seen 1964, but I hear they're really good, and I will say this, the Strand Theater in Pontiac is really cool.
Do they do all Beatles songs or just?
I think they just do Beatles.
No, but I mean like from all, from beginning to.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe so. I should look them up.
1964, I didn't know.
There's some really good Beatles tributes bands, I have to say, as much as I'm.
Wow, that is a really nice.
It's a beautiful Ooh. Theater. It's gorgeous. I saw Colin Jost there. It was really nice. They got a bar inside. So, yeah, there you go. And I guess a lot of younger people go to these too because,
well,
I don't know,
see,
I mean, they don't really
see the Beatles.
Yeah, you can't see the Beatles.
When's the date again?
That's really what they should say. You can't see the Beatles.
This is next Friday night.
Nice.
Boy, we're a little late on this thing, aren't we?
Well,
yeah, hurry up. Get your tickets.
Buy tickets.
If you don't have plans, next Friday night. See 1964, The Tribute. Oh, because of the year you said
That's
that.
Why I was wondering, yeah.
Can you look it up?
Sure.
Because we're going to move some tickets to this show. And also, again, the Strand Theater is just beautiful. I didn't even know it existed until the Colin Jost thing, and I got there and I was like, wow, this is one of the best kept secrets around.
Why don't we
beautiful.
Go? Why don't you and I go?
Next Friday night.
You busy? Okay.
The way I'm feeling right now, it could push me, anything could push me over the edge, man.
Okay. Well,
any plans?
If you feel better, maybe we can.
The Friday night dinner with the Zot winners could push me over the edge. Anything could push me over the edge.
Closer than this, at least. That's closer.
This Sam Kennison, time. Facebook post, possibly over the edge. I don't know yet. Facebook
I
Live.
I don't know yet.
I can't feel anything.
It's getting close.
Facebook Live brought to you by Grow Green MI, the store. I'm not kidding you. The cone in Starbucks almost did it.
What do you? I don't understand. What do you mean the cone? Why was
there was an orange cone.
Like for
because
a wet
the floor,
floor
was wet yeah. by the.
Well, my
by
first
the,
love was a chick named Lisa Cone.
It's like, what are they? Why are they mopping the floor?
They don't have the. Well, maybe there's a coffee spill.
But yeah, it probably was. But the cone, I bumped into the cone. And I was just really pissed.
They don't have the yellow wet floor signs.
No, they had a cone. It was hard to get to the creamer.
It's the law. Yeah, they could have moved the creamer. I don't know. Just saying.
I could have moved the cone, I suppose. But
no, you can't. It's just, against the law.
The fact that I contacted the cone was almost unbearable. That's how close I am.
What are you, an autistic person? One thing's off that, in your day and the whole day's ruined?
I just don't feel good. And then I worked out and it drained I don't have the immunities to survive a workout. I don't know how I did the abs.
I don't feel good.
Do not mess
that's
up
exactly
Drew's
how I
routine.
Feel. Like Napoleon, the way he says it right there, that's exactly how I feel.
Get that testosterone going.
The mass, thank you for reminding me.
You're welcome.
Grow Green MI, the store where commercials grow a shop. We're still live on Facebook, aren't we?
I wanted the public to know that I was okay, even though I was hurting.
I did get triggered by a cone, somebody, as Brian pointed out. I'm telling you, anything can trigger me now. I want safe space. I'm starting to really buy into all these new phrases and buzzwords.
You should have wore some bubble wrap today.
Stop saying woke.
I'm not woke, but I was triggered. They got over 40 experts at Grow Green MI to help you succeed. Whether you're starting out growing at home or have a state-licensed facility, these guys can help with crazy deals like bags of Ocean Forest for $10, Next Light Megas for $11.50, Dairy Dew 201 and 301 for $9 a bag, and dry ice for 30 cents per pound. Grow Green MI on M36 and Whitmore Lake or online at growgreenmi.com. Okay, the winners. Oh, there's a great Elton John story today.
Oh, he's writing a book.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I already ordered it. I thought it would be here by now. That could trigger
me. It's not out yet.
It takes much longer to get the book. I might go over the edge.
Did you see Rocket Man when it came out?
It's a musical. If I saw it today instead of 2 weeks ago and
I
was healthy, it would have pushed me over the edge.
Don't watch it now. I'm just asking you.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like the guy that played him? Or
no, I just didn't like,
that
it just goes into music, you know, and everybody starts dancing. I hate those. Musicals?
Beautiful music, baby.
What?
Bohemian Rhapsody, much better.
Yes. I did like Bohemian
Rhapsody. The Dirt, much better.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see Joker yet. I'm dying to see it.
Well, you're probably going to walk out.
I don't think you'd like it.
I'll make it. I'll make it through. It's not Cesar Romero, but I'll make it through.
Cesar Romero.
Got to bustle.
There he is.
Possible winners. All right, for dinner with our friends at Zot, and us, and you, Amy Bilvovsky. Or Borovsky?
I love how the drum roll ended on her very difficult last name.
Of Waterford, Amy Borovsky. Yeah. And then
the dinner is served.
Dinner at Mesa with Zot Ford and the Drew and Mike Show. Mike Petrilli's in from Bruce Township.
Yeah, I don't
want Mike,
but I want to see someone eat it.
Matt Sova of Howell.
Oh, Matt.
Apparently, Matt is he's an honorary winner.
Yeah, what'd you eat?
Can't go.
Was it Matt that couldn't go?
Yeah, Matt says can't go because of anniversary.
That's when I talked to you. Yeah, he's got to go.
He's got to have his anniversary dinner.
Why not make it part of his anniversary?
Because he's going to be up in Mackinac Island.
Oh, I see.
Happy anniversary, a-hole.
And then
apparently Mrs. Sova doesn't speak in drops.
What a serious relationships go. They go up to Mackinac Island.
No, because he speaks in drops.
I'd rather be at Mesa than Mackinac Island.
When he told me that, my response honestly was,
gay fucking shit.
And he added the last two words as I was saying it. So he knew the drop.
All right, Tay, if somebody told me I had to go to Mackinac Island this weekend, it would push me over the edge. It would. I couldn't handle it. I'd have to be put in a straitjacket.
When I talked to him, I yelled at him, like, why'd you enter? He goes, I didn't think I'd win. I go, well, that just pretty much guarantees you're going to win. And his wife, she was very nice and reminded him, she goes, isn't that the night of your dinner if you win?
Can he give us tickets to another listener friend of his?
No.
Man. No, they're non-transferable.
That's not a good idea.
I didn't know they were non-transferable.
Why are you getting involved in this?
I don't know. Figured I'd ask. Figured I'd try.
Why are you making more work for both sides?
Jennifer Harbin of Lake Orion apparently will replace Matt Sova, unless he has a change of heart. If he has a change of heart, I'll let him come.
I had a text conversation.
Oh, Mrs. Sova.
With Amy, you know, she didn't answer her phone. She couldn't leave her message. So I texted her, told her everything she needs to
do. That would have put me over the edge, by the way.
Obviously.
From what? If you were Amy or me?
No, if I were you, thank God you were contacting these people, not me.
So then, like, an hour later, I get a text from her that says, I didn't realize you still had practices as of yesterday. I'm sorry Colleen made you come in. I don't think she understood you had practice. Did you get in trouble with the coach? Or
no.
A split second.
Are you playing a sport I don't know, Mark?
A split second, I wanted to reply. No, coach was cool with it. I might need tomorrow off, but... I just told her, I said, I love this text for multiple reasons, but I don't think it was meant for me.
That is pretty hilarious.
I love getting the wrong text from people. It's quite fun.
It is fun.
Mm-hmm.
And you always read it, because I've sent texts to my, I don't mind reading that. It's just not for you.
You're going to make them want to read it.
You know they're going to read it.
Yeah. It could be the Larry David mistake text on purpose. Have you seen that episode?
Oh, yeah, no, and you know what? That makes a lot of sense.
There you go.
Just to show you how over the edge... how close I was to being over the edge. I watched. Did you guys watch the Republic Airways fight between the two employees on TMZ?
No.
Okay. It's on TMZ and
Republic Airways.
Yeah. It was a pilot and another.
It's not about the airline. It's about the fight. Who cares? Right. I mean,
it was a pretty good.
I didn't know what they were either.
It was a quick fight.
Yeah, it's very quick. And this is how close to being over the edge I was. The headline annoyed me because it said, man punches woman. The woman slaps him, and then he, like, punches her 50 times as hard, which, of course, you know, you don't hit women.
It was a hook.
But I was so close to being over there. It's like, she hit him first!
Yeah. You were very
upset. She started it! He ended it!
You were very upset on the headline.
And I, you know, I realized, there you go. This is horrible.
Oh.
Right there, and a slap.
And he slapped her. What's the commentary of the person who's...
That was on a layover
in
Denver.
You know what's interesting is how you know, it's always, well, we're the same, men and women are the same, and we all do everything the same, and we commentate football. It's like when a woman slaps a guy and he punches her in the stomach, it's like, no, we're not the same. Mm-hmm. That's bullshit.
Don't start fighting with me.
And she alleges that he spit on her before that happened. So,
oh, so he really started it.
It sounds like he did. But I'm not, you know, that's how close to being over the edge I was. I immediately took his side. It's like, she hit him first.
And he punched her in the stomach?
Yeah, he punched her and he slapped her in the face. I mean, he's an asshole. Should have
punched her in the face.
She took it well, though.
She kind of did. I was, maybe they are equal.
You want to go?
Then here's the second example.
I hope you leave enough room for my fist because I'm going to ram it into your stomach and break your goddamn spine.
That's what he said before.
Love that.
Did you see the Penn State that wrote the captain of the football team about his dreadlocks?
Yeah, what Dave? A dork.
I know.
What an old man.
The guy has really long dreadlocks. Yeah. And I have to be honest, Maz and I were talking about this. I don't understand why football players have long hair coming out of their helmet because I always think they're going to get tackled. So, like, if you're desperate, you're going to grab their hair.
No one ever pulls the hair. No one ever went
through. I'm not sure why they don't.
It's happened before.
Oh, yeah. I know it's happened. I know it has.
Was it Richard Sherman? Did someone got a dread pulled out of their hair?
I don't think there's anything wrong with doing it.
I would do it every time.
No, they know that's a risk.
Well,
I'm surprised they do it because you can't read the nameplate.
I don't know.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how old should you be to stay away from Penn State?
I don't know if it's worth it, honestly.
Is it worth it for Chase Winovich to have that long, flowing blonde hair?
No, I don't think that's worth it either. I think it's not that it's a dreadlock. So anyway, this guy
look
who likes...
Look at his hair. It's beautiful. His hair is gorgeous. Look at him.
This guy's in his 70s, I think, and he likes writing people telling him, tattoos are defacing your body. stupid long hair looks terrible, looks awful. And...
Everybody,
it looks disgusting and isn't attractive.
Everyone's living in his world.
So, you know, he's called out as being a racist, which I think is a little unfair. He's just writing a letter to this one guy. So his teammate tweets out, explain to me how this shit isn't racist. Which, you know, I'm not sure you want a senior in college tweeting that out either. If that makes it a lot better. Explain to me how this shit isn't racist.
Two Penn State administrators walk into a butt.
Was there anything in the letter that says, you know, says anything racist?
He says it looks disgusting and it's not attractive. And
representing Penn State.
Yeah, I noticed your awful hair.
But he gives compliments and then he, you know, he goes into them. He does a lot of stuff.
They didn't print
the
compliments in the story I read.
He does a lot of
writing.
He
needs a haircut.
He's a giant fan, obviously.
He wrote to about the Muslim kids, too.
Oh, at 9/11.
Yeah, 9/11. Yeah.
His history writing similar
what's that?
Newspapers, including criticizing people with tattoos. Saying, so anyway, this is how close to being over the edge I was. I was sort of like taking his side for a second, and then I don't know. I'm just easily triggered today. I don't know what it is.
Hey, you're on the edge.
Weird ponytail.
Let's see. Patient has history writing similar letters to newspapers in Pennsylvania, including criticizing people with tattoos, saying they should be only on people in prison or drug gangs. Saying that educating children about Muslim holidays is offensive to 9/11 victims and survivors, and that babies and young children should not be allowed in public if they make noise. He's easily triggered, too. Yeah, he's more easily triggered than I am today.
He puts his feelings out. He gets them out on paper, and he's good to go.
So then the Penn State players start posting it. C.J. Holmes posted the letter on Twitter, and my teammate got this in the mail today, and... To be honest, I'm at a loss for words. I also have locks, tats, and NFL dreams. These messages cannot be tolerated. This is extremely inappropriate, racially biased, and selfish to feel like you have a right to send this message. Do people have a right to be stupid?
Yeah.
They're always going
to
be
stupid. And is it racist? Is it racist to say you don't like tattoos and...
He's not even putting it on Twitter, Mark. He's putting it in the mail.
Yeah, he sent it to one guy who then shares with everyone, tweets it out. I mean, if anyone's attacking... Anyone.
It's the player.
Yeah.
I think my favorite line in the letter is, don't you have parents or a girlfriend who've told you the shoulder-length dreadlocks look disgusting and are certainly not attractive? I guarantee you this guy gets plenty of pussy. That's probably not a problem for him.
Oh, I suspect he does, yeah. What does this old dude look like?
Oh,
does he
sure he's
think
handsome?
He's hot or something?
Then James Franklin wrote a letter as well, so they've been putting that out. Of course, he's...
So they've made a giant mountain out of a stupid letter. And I'm so tired of this. Today, I'm watching this story on Channel 7. This almost put me over the edge, too.
I don't blame you.
This is earlier in the day. This put me closer to the edge. don't know if it could have put me over. But they're doing a story on Channel 7 at noon about this girl that didn't get to take her school picture. She's eight. Because her hair is dyed red, and they want people to have their natural hair color for school pictures. They don't want people coming with blue hair. She's eight.
Why? Who cares what her hair looks like?
Well, they're eight-year-olds, and I think they just, I don't know. It's in Jackson. To be honest, I think dyeing kids' hair when they're 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 years old, I'm not a big fan of it, but I don't know why they don't let them take their school picture, but they don't. So the father said, I didn't even know about this. And I'm thinking, is this really a news story? At the end, and as I'm thinking this at the end of the story, they go, she's going to come get a picture on retake day next week.
Okay, then go.
I'm like, story, end of, wait, story. That was end like story. That was like the fourth story in the new news. Which maybe, that is that an excuse to look at Anne-Marie's Instagram yes. page and yeah. see if there's any comments Brandon can read?
I saw a fun thread on her natural hair on the Buzzboard.
Oh, is that her natural hair color?
Well, I assumed it was her natural. I mean, maybe she's naturally blonde.
While you're looking,
but on the Buzzboard, I found an even funnier argument about something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's deep in the threads of.
Hopefully, we're not involved in this.
No, we're not. It's a new frequency is broadcasting now from Oak Park. Someone is writing. Actually, the main guy.
Oh, probably right down the street.
Yeah, I think it's. I think they're one of the ones that was bought by Beasley, and so. The guy just announces it, and then the next post afterwards, actually, the tower's in Southfield, not Oak Park. Structure address, and he gives the address of the tower. The next response, an even number address on Greenfield can't actually be in Southfield. The site is in Oak Park. It's very good. They're arguing about where a transmitter tower is.
These are
how the mailing address is different from the city it's in. Who gives a shit where it's at?
They're just royal radio nerds.
In the right area.
I know.
Does it matter what the mailing address or what jurisdiction it's in? Who cares?
I'm amazed at how on that radio Buzzboard people talk about processing.
The processing's too hot. I understand that because they kind of lived it. But
I know for us maybe, but
yeah.
I'm just surprised how many responses people get with stuff like that.
Hey, I was at a restaurant.
Where a signal ends. It doesn't end in Ann Arbor. It ends in Jackson.
God bless
I've taken it all the way to Jackson. Have to be clear. That's great. Those are fun.
I had a restaurant. I was at a restaurant last week, and someone comes up to me. Hey, you're Maz, right? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, hey, I want to apologize to you. I'm like, why? What's the matter? He's like, I was one of those assholes on the Buzzboard back in the day, and I just want to apologize to you. I was really hard on you and a bunch of the other guys.
Is he a fellow anti-vaxxer?
5-1. I don't know if he's a fellow anti-vaxxer. I didn't get into that with him. But he did.
So you agree with the term fellow anti-vaxxer if an anti-vaxxer comes up to you?
Well, no. I'm not a fellow. I just mentioned anti-vaxxing. I'm not a fellow at anything.
Okay.
My kids are vaccinated. Okay?
I just was the anti-vax movement started before Maz could have vaccinated his kids? That's the question.
You were pushing.
Who's the conspiracy child, Lily?
Yeah.
Is she an anti-vaxxer?
I don't know. I have never asked her about that.
Lily.
If she talked to my cousin, I bet you he could sway her. I bet you he could sway her.
That's not a good thing.
I know. I understand that.
Your cousin Adolf Mazowet.
Maz, anyway, if measles takes over the area, you could get blamed for it, Maz.
I'm sorry.
You were pushing quite the anti-vax agenda.
I was not.
Yes, you were.
I heard some kid has polio.
All I said was, you know, they each have their own arguments. That's all I said.
Yeah, but one's correct and one isn't.
Well, yeah, I guess.
One is.
Maybe.
You know.
We really know 100%?
There's just nothing that we agree on 100% anymore. There's nothing.
And that's okay.
Nothing.
That's
even
okay.
Science.
That's not okay.
Well, no, it's
Listen
not.
To Ellen. Ellen said it's okay.
No, there should be some things we all agree on.
When it's
like a hurricane is a bad thing. But some say, no, it's a good thing because what it does this to the weather pattern. It's good for the birds.
I mean, honestly, there's always somebody. No, we can never all agree on anything.
That's true. You're right.
I mean, science. We can't agree on science anymore.
Oh, sad.
It's incredible to me. I can't imagine arguing with a doctor.
Boom! Hot take!
We can agree that smoking is bad for you, right?
Yes, I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
Can everyone agree?
No, we don't agree, though, because people argue about secondhand smoke and how dangerous it is or isn't.
My God, I've had so much secondhand smoke in my life.
Well, I'm telling you, people would argue that you were not hurt by it.
Okay.
Because I've heard of people, like, when a flight attendant dies, they go, oh, well, it's all that secondhand smoke in the plane. And people always get angry about that. I take it in my lungs firsthand, and nothing happened to me. The cigarette companies fought it for years. They did.
I know.
The NFL fought CTE. I mean, we couldn't agree on CTE for a while.
They're still not agreeing 100%.
It's true. We can't agree on whether, you know, you support protesters in China either.
Oh, yeah.
You know, even the NBA is backtracking
on
that.
The NBA should never apologize to China.
China! Ever. I know. The NBA's reaction to this is laughable. Embarrassing.
It's very transparent.
And isn't it funny that the Rockets guy removed the tweet?
I know.
And the NBA, who supports all downtrodden, I mean, look at how many things the NBA gets behind and how they're social justice warriors, and all of a sudden,
they are.
China, no, I don't want China.
They are until money's involved.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been seeing them reaching out to every coach, every player they can, basically asking their opinion, and it all depends. If they have no comment, they're a coward!
They are cowards. Steve Kerr. They abused poor Steve Kerr. Because he didn't want to say anything.
But Steve Kerr.
But he is a coward.
15 tweets a day that like
complaining,
you know,
about Trump.
Yeah, it's political. Yeah. He hates Trump. Blah blah blah. And then when something like this, the freedom of China comes.
This
up,
is real, no, but no that's comment. Real. That's real. Those people are, I mean, comparing those people in China to the people that, you know, are triggered by Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, you can say they're triggered by Trump. Look, some people think it's that people are pussy
for not talking.
Well, he shouldn't be talking about it either way. I mean, it's a sport. Don't talk about it.
Stay in your lane.
That's what's happened, though. That's what's so frustrating. Everything is political now. Climate change is political.
Stay in your lane, bro.
Why can't he tell you? He can espouse an opinion. It's just weak when he's going to pick and choose because the NBA doesn't want him talking about it. It's pretty
weak.
Something
tells me Greg Popovich probably isn't saying much about it.
Yeah, I'm sure they got
it. I'm just saying what everyone's thinking here. Sorry, not sorry.
You know how many people hated Stan Van Gundy for his stance?
Stan Van Gundy talking about this? He's not a coach anymore. He can talk about it.
He might be.
Why don't these sports guys just talk about sports?
Isn't it funny, though, that, you know, there's been a lot of policy in this country, too, that, you know, we've supported certain people that maybe we shouldn't have, and I'll be like, who cares about oil when that's going on? And I bet you some of those same people are going, NBA, I really shut the fuck up. I mean, it's not always easy. But if you're going to act like, you know, I will right all wrongs or at least try, and then somebody says something about China and protesting there and their right to protest.
It's weak. I still maintain.
It's making me laugh, actually, how suddenly the NBA is just walking on eggshells about people who obviously deserve support.
Yeah, I know. And the NBA should have China just fuck off, because it's one thing that China cannot emulate the NBA.
You know what's interesting?
One of them 6'11".
They can't make a knockoff NBA. I think China.
There's almost nothing more the NBA could do right now than tell China to fuck off that would make me like them more.
Oh, I know. Wouldn't it be great if they would
actually cool. I would say, wow, you know what? You really showed some balls there.
They have plenty of money. They'll make plenty of money.
NBA is global. They will never do that, ever.
I know, and that's what's sad.
Okay,
because
then
it's about
they should
the
stop acting like... No.
Exactly. Yeah, they should admit, hey, we can't piss off this country because there's 600 million NBA viewers in this country, and we want their money. Instead of pretending... I don't even know what they're pretending to pacify China.
Just send Rodman over there.
Whatever he said about China, they were just like, nah, fuck you guys. We're canceling everything.
I know. They're still can't. It's like, even though the NBA is bending over backwards trying to apologize, they're still canceling shit. They're not. All the events that were supposed to come up, canceled.
Can't buy tickets to the preseason game in Shanghai for Thursday.
Houston Rockets, no streaming.
You know I don't go Chinese.
Brand, can you check Anne-Marie LaFlamme's Instagram, see what's going on there while I take care of business?
Sure.
Our friends and studio sponsors, Zotford and Holly, are at it again. Ridiculous deals for our fans of the show. During Zot's fall clearance event, they have four new trucks and SUV models you can lease below $100 a month. Yes, that's correct. During Zotford's fall clearance event, you can lease a 19 Ford EcoSport. I hope that's the sound of Brandon reading something entertaining. Escape, Edge, or F-150, all below $100 a month. These are not watered-down rides. These bad boys are loaded with all the creature comforts you're looking for. See details in their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And then, of course, our winners today, they're all so excited, except for that one guy, Matt Silva. Mrs. Silva, maybe she'll come around.
We should send him pictures of the dinner, while he's on his anniversary trip. You think you'd be bummed?
He might be. What? That's really a bummer.
Well, I mean, I want to rub it in. I just
they can't go to Mac on any other time.
Well, it is their anniversary.
I don't know.
I mean,
is it really that important to be on the exact date?
The dinner can't move. That involves too many people.
I mean, we know this from Tom Mazzaway that a birthday has to be celebrated on its day.
And all week.
All week?
And all
birthday week.
Well, then why can't they go to the dinner and then go to Mackinac?
They can. They can.
I think they should.
What they could do, they should go to the dinner, then go to Mackinac.
Should we call them up?
Maybe we should.
I think so.
Text Matt and ask if it's cool if we call him. Tell him there's some sensitive discussions underway.
All right.
I don't want him to get in trouble. I think they should reconsider Mackinac, to be honest.
Why is that?
Well, for the...
First of all, you can't drive there.
I'm not a...
You gotta ride a bike or ride a horse carriage.
I think Mackinac is cool for the ride over. It's cool for about an hour when you're there. And then I want to go back.
Right. I think it's good for, I don't know, it's fun for a night. They have a great bar scene.
Mackinac City is as far as I want to go. I don't even want to cross.
Why not go to Chicago?
Why don't you take Matt's spot and Matt can go to the dinner? You can go up to Mackinac with his wife, Brandon.
Right. There you go.
So yeah, you like it so much.
You can re-propose to Kristen.
I proposed to Kristen in Traverse City.
I know, but it was something like that.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Dr. Yaldo.
Part of that, by the way.
Who also is not a big fan of Mackinac.
He's I like how Tom had to point out that he was part of Brandon's engagement with his wife.
I was
part of the lie.
It was. Because I took her up to Traverse City on the basis of a lie.
There's nobody better at lying about things that don't matter.
Hey, there you go.
Well, Dr. Yaldo has been with us for about 2 years now. About 100 people have gotten surgery from him on our recommendation. Either the custom CATS LASIK, the most precise in the world, or the lens exchange for people 45 plus who can't stand the reading glasses. All kinds of people getting rid of those reading glasses, the contacts, the BS, saving money on all those expenses, or at least paying for their surgery. Dr. Yaldo is number one in Michigan. He's the most experienced. He's got thousands and thousands. I could go on and on. Dr. Yaldo doesn't lure you in with promises of low-cost LASIK, and then he does!
Are they having another one of those Midnight Madness sales?
He's so irked by all these people saying, oh, you can get LASIK for $5. And then you go in, and it turns out it's more like $5. Oh, we forgot about three zeros. Or whatever it is. But then you go and find out what the real price is. And if you've shopped for it and you found a price, Dr. Yaldo promises our listeners he'll beat any LASIK offer you get. So there. Get
We're
the best.
Slashing prices. Everything must go.
Pay the least. Evaluation is free. Call 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com.
All right. So there's some new pictures.
Oh, good.
Some new ones. And they're good, of course.
Wow, that
they're
is
always
a good picture.
Good. This is a picture with four of Anne Marie's friends.
What is it? What is it with pretty women? How they always have pretty friends?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
She has four equally fine.
She also
lady
has
friends.
The tightest dress on in the picture.
Yes. So this is
which
at a
one is Anne Marie?
Part-
is she in the left? That's from the tight dress store.
Yeah. So
it's their sundress collection.
Wait, that might be from the tightest dress store.
So here's the.
It
very,
looks really good on her.
Yeah.
Very first comment. Looking like a dime piece if I ever seen one.
Click on him. Click on him. I want to see his turds profile.
What does that mean? A 10?
Fucking dime.
A dime piece.
Oh, he has pictures of his own
abs.
Oh,
God.
Get it. Oh, he's a Michigan fan.
And some beautiful steaks. Hmm. Okay. Ooh,
why don't you comment on his steaks and say, that's a dime piece if I've ever seen one. That's his exact quote.
Oh, man, look at that fucking medium rare. It looks so fucking good. So, what else?
You know, that looked like a hamburger penis, didn't it?
Could that like be, Roger
could
Ailes?
Possibly Roger Ailes' penis on the barbecue grill?
Someone sent him, Roger Ailes sent him a dick pic and he thought it was food.
A whole lot of hotness going on in this picture.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He looks so fucking classy.
Ugh. So fucking classy. That's really classy. So fucking classy.
That should get
so
her
fucking
attention.
Classy.
So gorgeous, honey. God damn it, you're sexy as fuck. And then it says, hey, Mark, read this, please. Thanks. You're gorgeous. Oh, my God. What else do we have? Here's another
picture. No good morning dimples from that
one. I can keep scrolling.
Keep scrolling.
Poor women.
You have an open policy, and if there's great messages, they need to be read. This is breaking news. This is more important than the kid with the wrong color hair.
Look at that one. Buttful, cute, sexy.
Buttful, cute, and sexy.
Yeah.
There he is.
You're so budful.
That's dimples.
Oh, there
guy.
He is. Yeah, he just put some emojis.
Heart,
some
black heart
roses. Yeah. Mm. There she is, looking hot again. Just a beautiful Christian girl hanging out with friends.
What?
Out of here.
What is that?
I love you. I love you, Ann.
Oh, jeez.
Love you.
Go outside, nerd. Get out.
Do we know any of this? Brandon continues looking. Do we know any of the other girls in the picture?
I don't know who they are.
Who's the center there? She looks familiar.
She does look familiar.
Very familiar.
Very pretty.
Dress looks great on her.
Matt said we can call him.
Oh, he did? Okay. He may regret that.
Here's another photo here. This is when she's with...
Thank God he can't hear it.
Doing something with the chips.
Fire up chips. Yeah, fire she's a central grad.
You're too hot. No need for fire emojis.
Wow. God, shut up.
I love seeing you every morning.
Hashtag Chippewa Smoke Show. Cool, dude.
Chippewa Smoke Show.
Nice pick, looking very beautiful, Amory. Sexy legs. Sorry, but nice.
How much time do you think these people spend?
Instagram. You are absolutely gorgeous.
Ugh.
Can I come join you? Good morning, Dimples.
So she's apparently laughing at this. She sort of goes along with it, rolls with it.
She's
apparently aware of what we brought attention to.
I think us bringing attention to it has actually maybe added some comments on it.
Okay. Well, maybe she can
No, she's been a fantastic sport. Here she is hanging out with a friend that she surprised for her birthday.
Another cute friend, by the way.
Nice.
And, hey, check your DMs.
Man.
Mushroom tip.
That's what's in her
DMs. We have to get her to share her DMs with us. Wouldn't that be the ultimate?
This is what she says after she looks at every DM.
Ah, cool mushroom tip.
Okay, here's the same dude. Hey, you're buttful and cute. What's buttful?
I don't know.
Spell beautiful? I don't know. That's weird. Happy birthday. So, yeah.
Water squirt emoji does mean come. It was a reference to ejaculating.
There better not be anyone on...
Yeah, this would be so inappropriate. Is that her mom or something? Or her dad?
No, wait.
Who is that?
It was her principal in kindergarten.
Okay, whatever. I just can't see it from here.
It's a woman.
I don't know. Far away.
I think she was a
nun.
Don't
push me over the edge.
Wasn't she a nun?
Who?
Okay, put my glasses on. Of course it's a woman. I'm sorry.
It's a nice picture.
I think she is a nun.
Who would you rather nail?
She's a nun.
I disqualify myself because I've done them both.
Oh, you didn't do either.
I didn't push that button. I just want that known.
Oh, no. Even on this one. Good morning, bae.
Oh.
And it's the dimples guy. You're so beautiful.
Ew. Maybe he's talking to her to the principal.
You're so beautiful.
Jesus.
Maz, do you send messages like this ever on Instagram?
Never. Ever.
Sure.
I'm positive.
You look.
I'm clean as can be.
All right.
Clean as can be.
Do you get messages like this?
No. Okay. Thankfully.
There's nothing better.
Mostly it's just hate.
There's nothing better in this world than a good Catholic girl. Yeah.
Water squirt emoji, water squirt emoji, water squirt emoji.
That's fun.
Oh my God, these
Thank God she has such a good attitude about it. Because she could just be wiping these off. You can do that. You can get rid of the ones you don't want.
She responds to them. It's great.
Hall Financial Hotline, by the way, will be open up so we can call Matt.
Do you have his number, Brandon?
Find out what's going on there. It's anniversary. Maybe he's got the date wrong. Or maybe there's... Make sure.
I'll bet you he's already packed.
I think he belongs to this event.
Tuesdays.
If he's not in the mood to go, he's not packing until that day.
Meanwhile, our other friends and original sponsors, Zachreiser Jeep Dodge Ram, have launched their Jeep Adventure Days. This has been going on for a while, but maybe you still want to lease a new 19 Jeep Compass Limited as low as $166 a month. Or maybe the Mac Daddy, the new loaded 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $268 a month. Or Ram Trucks. Everybody loves Ram trucks. Go lease a new 19 Ram Crew Cab Bighorn Edition as low as $145 a month. And yes, Zot has an ass ton of Rams. Choose from also. See details in their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. Zot, Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge. And Luke Nowacki. I feel like we haven't talked about Luke in a while.
How's he been?
I think he's been fine. He's probably busy over there in the 13th floor.
I had a question for him today. I should have asked him.
What was the question?
I don't know. That boring guy for the Fed was talking. He's like, the Treasury's going to buy some bonds. I'm like, what does that do?
There was some good economic news.
Well, as soon as he said it, bond prices went whoosh.
Unemployment was down again.
Yeah, lowest in half a century.
Yeah, 3.5. And I think there was another piece of news, too, because my investment guy sent it to me. So it had to be good. They never send me bad news.
No.
Anyway, and isn't it amazing with all the garbage going on and nothing getting done? Nothing is getting done in Washington. Nothing.
That's a good thing.
It seems good to be for the economy.
It's typically a good thing when nothing gets done. Market took a hit today, though. So
how many points?
I don't know, about a percentage and a half.
I don't want percentages. I need points.
313 for the Dow.
313. Okay.
So old school.
Well, no, I just, you know, I understand percentage is probably a better way to look at it, but for some reason the mountain of points affects me more.
What in the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, I know. We just lost.
I mean, I know what 800 points means. I know what 1,200 points means. I know what 2,000 points mean.
What the hell are you talking about?
Change is coming whether you like it or not.
I need Luke Nowacki to teach me that.
Luke Nowacki would love to help you with your financial plan if you don't have one or you have one that needs reviewing. Maybe it's 401k investment options. Maybe you have multiple 401ks. Maybe your wife's going to work part-time instead of full-time. Maybe there's a lot of things going on in your financial future or present that you need some help with. Call Luke Nowacki at 248-663-4748. Or you can email Luke at lnowacki, L-N-O-W-A-C-K-I, at pinnaclewealthstrategies.com. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Reliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, Reliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned, and other entities, and or marketing names, product services referenced here are independent of Reliance Associates. And they sponsor Charlie's No BS News and Eli, Denny, and Bob. In fact, tell Eli there's a check upstairs for him, Brandon, if you think about it on Thursday.
Oh, yeah, I'll remember that.
I heard that fart.
Oh, sorry.
I know he got bummed the other day. He farted and no one heard it. He was lamenting after the podcast.
Really? See, no, it doesn't count unless everyone hears it.
You were bummed. No
what if heard. Somebody farted a lot and no one heard it?
Is it a fart still?
Good question. Maybe we're onto something there.
Oh.
My love.
This is Matt requested.
Is only you
Matt requested this or three times a lady. He called him about this.
Not feet times a Mamie.
Is this Endless Love?
Yes. I had to sing this in college.
Wait, what movie?
You had to sing this in college?
Yeah, I had a duet.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Wait,
is this Matt?
Wait, hang on a sec, Matt.
Hold on, Matt.
Maz, why did you have a duet with this song in college?
I was in a theater class, and I had to sing this impromptu with a young lady on the stage.
Did you nail her?
No, I didn't.
Well, Maz, I didn't know you sang.
I didn't either.
Why don't you recreate it? We'll find a woman to do that with you.
Yeah, maybe Mrs. Sova will do it with you because she and Matt are about to have
Matt's
an anniversary.
Matt's going
to
stand her up, right?
I don't know, Matt. Matt, what's going on?
Well, we went to Zot Ford and leased the truck, and I filled out the slips, and I threw them in the bucket. And
by the way, thanks for supporting our advertiser, and I hope you're
absolutely
happy with your truck.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
I love the podcast, and I do what I can to support. So.
And Mrs. Sova, is she? She's not as partial to the show, apparently.
She has to listen to it whenever we take my truck to go somewhere.
Good.
I always have a plane in the truck. She's like, do you ever listen to anything else? I'm like, no, there's nothing else to listen to.
Does she ever laugh?
She does. She'll laugh at stuff, and I'm like, hey, it's funny. She listens to it all the time. She never does. But
she's
not as big of a listener as I am.
That's too bad. Because, you know, some people are saying that maybe you know, you guys could change plans and come to the dinner and then maybe go to Chicago next weekend or something.
Well, we've already paid for everything.
There's no refunds available?
Let's check in.
Boy, I don't think so. We're going up Thursday. We're leaving in 2 days. And
how dare you?
Well, 24 hours is usually enough to change plans.
Who picked... who picked...
Mackinac.
Who picked Mackinac?
She did.
Did you protest her? I mean,
no. She said, "What are you going to do for our 20th anniversary?" I'm like, I don't know. Watch football. And
she really likes Mackinac.
Well, we haven't been there in like 10 years, and
hasn't changed.
Yeah, nothing's changed.
I mean, nothing's changed, but it's basically you can stumble around and drink all you want, and that's true.
Okay. Fair point. Exactly. That's true.
Okay. I agree with my wife.
There'll be a lot of that.
There'll be a lot of this.
I agree with my wife.
Exactly. Matt. Just in case she happens to listen to this podcast on this day.
Maybe about 15 minutes earlier that she might not want to hear. Some people were apparently questioning the Mackinac choice and saying that maybe she should go to the dinner and then go to Chicago or go to Saugatuck or something.
I had your back, though, Matt.
Yeah, Brandon did have your back.
Brandon was even talking about taking your place and going up to Mackinac with her. You can go to the dinner.
Yeah, because he likes to party up there.
Yeah, I like to party.
that'd be great.
I think he's in.
She would probably like that better, too.
Hey, do you still have to buy her a present if you're going up to Mackinac?
Dude, we've been married 20 years. We don't buy each other presents anymore.
Yeah.
Do you guys have kids?
Yeah, we have two kids.
Oh, how old are they?
19 and 16.
Oh, wow. There's going to be a party. This weekend.
Open house!
They're so pumped you're leaving on Thursday.
Where do you guys live again?
In Michigan.
He's going to go out and buy a Ring doorbell cam and everything to make sure there's no party at his house this weekend.
Yeah, Drew Franklin Prudential is still available, even though he's not currently on the air. We love Drew.
The other day.
Oh, yes. Jesus, can you bleep that, man, Brandon?
Just edit that whole part
Thank you.
Out.
Son of a bitch.
Well, Matt, that's too bad, because I'm sure you would have been a great participant. And
I would have loved to have gone, and you know, it was after I put the name in, and I didn't even think about what the date was. She's like, when do you want to go? Her anniversary is actually the 16th. And I said, well, the following weekend is Sweetest Day weekend. I don't want to go up there Sweetest Day weekend. Let's go the weekend of the 12th. And so
what are you guys doing for Sweetest Day weekend then?
I don't know. He'll probably just yell at me. You know, so.
seems like stupid present.
I'm not sure about getting married that close to Sweetest Day. God, that seems like, I'd be triggered.
Well, two birds, one stone. We got married on Sweetest Day, but didn't plan it like that.
She did. You didn't.
No, I'm a CPA.
Oh.
And so the final 1040 extension deadline is October 15th.
Yep, that's funny.
And she wanted a fall wedding in October, and I said, well, the thing we could do it would be the day after, the weekend after the 15th. And we looked, and the 15th was a Friday, the 16th was Saturday. We planned it for the 16th, and it's like, oh, shit, that's Sweetest Day.
Oh, boy.
I agree with my wife.
Exactly.
What firm do you work for, if you can tell us?
I have my own firm.
Oh, hey.
Another powerful listener to this program. Well, that's great, man.
Would you say you had a good sex life with your wife?
Larry!
That's inappropriate.
Terribly inappropriate.
Of course Matt does. Very happy.
Oh, Matt, are you going up on Thursday because it's the cheaper day of the weekend to go up and get a good deal?
Good question, man.
No, it's just an extra day to drink.
Yeah, okay.
Ah, good answer.
And not have the kids bug us.
Excellent. So.
Who runs the accounting firm while you're gone?
Well, they don't need to.
I have an assistant that works for me. She's been with me about 19 years.
I see.
I call her my work wife because she yells at me, too. So.
are the kids at home?
She sounds hot.
I'll let her know.
are the kids at home, Matt?
Yeah.
They are. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're not going to comment any further than that. All right, Matt, listen, I appreciate you supporting Zot. Sorry you can't come.
Thank you.
Have a great anniversary.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Have a great show.
We'll see you, Matt.
Oh, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
God, I'm going to freaking explode inside you. I'm going to spill it. I'm going to fill you up.
Is that future audio?
I think so.
I'm going to fill you up. Okay, just let me do the talking. Oh, yeah.
Well, there goes half the audience.
You're the one with the skinny ding-a-ling? It's romantic.
Let's see, how have we killed the most audience? Is it the Bezos drop? Is it the Bezos drop? Boom, hot take! The UAW strike?
Everyone loves that.
Boom, hot take!
Sam Kinison? Let's see, what else? What else is killing the audience these days? I know. You can't do anything.
Can't win.
I don't know. There might be some on the boner line when we get to
that. Oh, great.
Oh, great. Excellent.
You are failing us.
Oh, there's another one.
Oh, we're losing.
We actually We almost lost a listener because of Greta.
Do we save it? The one who wrote the email?
I think it's been a save. I think a save has been made.
Because we agreed with the person.
I know, but she was very angry that I read the last part in this voice and Brandon was playing farts.
Oh, crap.
But her husband apparently shamed her into apologizing.
What?
Because I responded to her and I said, well, you told me to shut the fuck up and, you know.
So I think
she got over it. I think she is. By the way, Greta may win the Nobel Peace Prize.
She's going to. I almost guarantee it.
I'm not going to get into Greta right now, but
that'll put you over a tiny bit.
Yeah, it could put her over. I don't want to put her over. She's been listening for a long time, and she's back. And she's sort of
I'm here with you today to apologize and to ask for forgiveness.
Somebody sent me. Has anyone else seen this audio of Greta at a press conference? Where she's being asked questions with a group. I think all five kids are there that are in the lawsuit.
Okay.
No, I haven't seen it.
No.
Okay. I don't want to play it because I don't want to trigger anybody. But she's not nearly as outspoken. It's really kind of strange.
The person
that sent it is suggesting, you know, that she's coached, rehearsed, all that. And that look at her when she's.
Well, I'm sure she partially is.
No, I know. I'm just.
What does that matter?
Just asking. I'm not saying anything. So glad she's still listening. Her husband did his job. Shamed her. And I'll never talk in that voice again with her emails.
Yeah.
I promise.
But it is a good voice.
Hot take. And we are on the same page. I do agree that climate change is a real thing. I don't know if I agree with everything Greta says.
Now you're going to get the people who go, really, Drew?
I'll take it. I'll take the side of science. I know it's a dangerous side to take. But no, I'm not like a manic. I'm not sweating over climate change. Yeah. Get the wrong idea. And I'm not sure
the science has been crystal clear.
I'm not sure I believe and Miami
this is
will
science,
be
right? Women's brains are smaller.
Oh boy. Someone else was sending me I'm just passing it along. I'm not saying it means anything. Somebody else is sending me some of the more dramatic predictions made about climate change. And also Al Gore, who lives in an oceanside 12,000 square foot home.
It'll be underwater soon.
Yeah, I guess so.
He lives in an – where is he?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know if it's real.
I thought he lived in Tennessee.
Apparently has an oceanside place.
When is modern science going to find a cure for a woman's mouth?
I liked Al Gore's documentary. It was interesting.
It was interesting, yeah.
You know, I don't know that you have to agree with everything, but I mean the general point – I thought it was a good documentary.
Mike O'Hara's a bunkmate in Vietnam.
Mike O'Hara's bunkmate in Vietnam?
Yeah.
Wait, he was also Tommy Lee Jones' roommate in college, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hall Financial, the top mortgage company in Michigan. Mm-hmm. Mike O'Hara's bunkmate?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mike O'Hara just got in the Michigan Sports Hall of Fame.
I voted for him.
What do you mean you voted for him?
I get to vote on that.
Wow. I'm not really impressed that the Michigan Hall of Fame lets you vote. How did you get a vote?
I don't know, being in the sports in Detroit here for a while.
Are you a member of the Broadcasting Association?
I am.
How much are those dues?
Nothing. Hardly anything.
Can I get in the association?
Yeah. I'd love to sponsor you.
I think Al's in the association.
I have to be sponsored?
I want a scholarship.
Who sponsored you?
He got a scholarship. Yeah,
I won a scholarship through them.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
We should all be joined.
Are you in the association?
I didn't want to pay the dues.
No, but there's a picture of me online somewhere with one of those big checks.
Really?
Yeah.
How much was the check
for? Eli, right?
Yeah, Eli. I had to write an essay or something like that.
So why do all this college money if you got this giant check?
What do you mean?
Well, you got a giant check. It was a scholarship, right?
Just because physically the check was big doesn't mean the amount was.
No, a big check is always for a lot of money because it's a really big check.
Yeah, but they had to split it amongst a few people.
Don't tell me it was a giant check for $1,000.
I'm going to Google myself and see if I can find it.
Okay. You can just write in the back of it, pay to the order of whatever school you're going to and hand them that giant check.
I think Brandon had to share it. I think there was a few winners.
I will openly admit I'm kind of jealous. It's kind of fun to receive. I've never received a giant check.
I haven't either. You know, I want to list.
Presented a giant check. I've never received one. That's way better.
I want to list the Michigan Sports Hall of Fame.
I vote for the Polish Hall of Fame, too. I vote for the Polish Sports Hall of Fame as well.
Wait, the what Hall of Fame?
The Polish sport.
You're not Polish.
I want a list of the members. I want a list of the voting members.
Ken Cal.
The Michigan Sports Hall.
Ken Cal's the president. You can call him.
Ken Cal?
Yep. Give him a holler.
I want to find out privately how tricky it was to get you in there.
You got it.
Lower payments, better options, more personal attention from Hall Financial. And the sheriff yesterday told me that they're working on some new stuff. And she said, can you send me some of the great recommendations? Which, by the way, I've sent every one of them already. A little, I was slightly miffed, but not really. That one is the sheriff. You can't get miffed. But I honestly, I searched on Hall Financial. I did send someone to Dave, but I dug them up and I started sending them over. And she wrote me back. She said, oh my God, you're flooding my email. There were so many great. And these were just the ones I could find off the top of my head. That's how good Hall Financial is. Everyone seems to write.
I'm sorry. Is somebody trying to talk to me while I'm working?
Everybody writes a nice note when they work with Hall Financial. They're that good. So find out why they can save you money or how they can save you money with a refi or maybe your first home, dream home, take money out of your home, whatever you want to do. They do a lot of refinancing, though, and they save a lot of people a lot of money. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com or go to the Drew and Mike Show website and click the link, fill out the form, and they'll get back to you, but fast. DrewandMike.HallFG.com. Hall Financial, you won't be disappointed. NMLS number 1467435. Wow, that car slammed into that. That was quite an ordeal. Car hit a house. Tom's on his phone, so I'm allowed to be distracted, too.
Well, you were doing a commercial. I'm writing down a story.
Really?
Well, let's do it.
Oh, you never stop prepping.
No.
I'm on it. Every available second.
Every second I have.
Just curious, what is it, the prep you're working on? It's not a sports story, I'm sure.
I want to tell you about Michigan fans have a chance to stay in the Goodyear blimp for like $150.
To stay in the blimp?
By the Notre Dame Michigan game.
Yeah, it's an Airbnb thing. I don't know why anybody would want to do that.
I would in a minute.
Okay, do it then.
I'd love to go on the Goodyear blimp.
Do it.
Okay. You wouldn't want to go on the Goodyear blimp?
Do it.
I don't know.
Now you have to do it.
I don't want to stay there.
You're not going to do it.
Stay overnight. You stand for a night?
One night.
You're not doing it.
I don't want
to
stay
in the blimp. And you get tickets to the game.
You're not doing it.
You want to do it with me?
No. I have no desire to stay in the Goodyear blimp. That sounds awful.
Why does anyone want to stay in the Goodyear blimp?
No, that sounds
terrible. Fun to ride in the blimp to go down.
Yeah, that would be fun.
To stay in it?
No, beginning October 15th.
Oh, the humanity.
Passionate fans will be able to request to book the blimp for a one-night stay in its hangar.
It's even worse.
Hangar?
What?
Oh, it doesn't fly. Oh.
Well,
basically, you're paying $150 to stay in a hangar.
This marks the first time they'll be allowed to stay.
First of all, it's a sports story. Second of all, it's a commercial, basically. Third of all, I don't even know that people want it.
Sounds awful.
I thought it was flying.
No, I'm glad you did a lot of prep before you brought it up.
I was reading it. You made me read it prematurely. I didn't write down all the little stuff.
Well, I assumed it was at least a non-sports story because it's
a non-sports
podcast.
It's
kind of related to the Michigan game.
It's a blimp stay.
All right, what non-sports stories are you working on today in prep?
I'm working on them still.
Okay.
I got them.
All right, we'll come back to that.
All right.
Let's see.
Bed to be shared with owners. Shitter down hall. Email FReynolds@warthog-orgyfart.edu.
Do we have any other, is there any other reason for the Hall Financial Hotline today?
Do you want to call, there's a guy, remember Carson King, the guy who had the Venmo sign at the
Yes.
Which was a great story we weren't allowed to like it then because he had
racist
tweet, but then the reporter had a racist tweet. And Bush was like, we're out of this fucking thing. You're not getting your beer for a year or whatever.
Right.
You know, a guy has stepped up to provide him with beer for a year, 30 cases.
Well, how cool is that?
I think it's really awesome. And you know what's even cooler? The story gets even better until they dig into this guy's tweets probably. As he was checking out, the manager at the grocery store liked what he was doing and gave him $100 to help pay for the beer.
Sweet.
Of course, nobody's gone through that guy's tweets yet, so who knows if we're allowed to like it.
I'm going to just ask a crazy question. The reporter that has the racist tweets, who found it so necessary.
Yeah, blown out. I believe he was blown out.
Yeah, he was blown out, you know, almost immediately when they found out that he himself.
He was blown out.
Had bad tweets in the past. Why would he?
I'm really not sure that he should be blown out either. I mean, although we're his recent. Was he 16 when he had him?
Double check on that, Brandon. Make sure he was blown out. I know he was fired. Okay, I thought he was too. Which is kind of bullshit because I thought it was the policy of the paper to ask that question and go through old people's tweets.
Did they go through all their employees?
Of course not.
I mean, honestly, all of this has just gotten to become complete madness to me.
It is madness.
I don't get it.
So the Des Moines Register reporter fired in the wake of the scandal involving offensive tweets. He posted, he finally broke his silence to BuzzFeed.
Yeah, that's him right there.
That's him. Feeling that
how old is that guy? How old is that kid?
He's young.
How old is that dude?
27.
So could his are his tweets when he was 15 or something? I mean, what do we know about this?
His tweets were when he was young as well.
Okay, yes. I mean,
but he has no lead to stand on because he published the other dude's tweets when it was totally unnecessary.
He has editors,
right?
He has editors.
It's their policy, allegedly,
to go through the social media of someone because it involves money.
Oh, that's another thing, though.
You are a racist, Fred.
That's another thing. So it's their policy for every single name that they put in their stupid paper that they have to dig into their social media and try to find things that would cancel them.
That's terrible.
Well, he's
everybody.
But it's not. It wasn't his decision. That's my point.
Well, if anything, he should be fired if he didn't put it in there.
That's the thing. Is he told BuzzFeed that he felt abandoned by the newspaper because he followed a standard editorial practice. But still, that standard editorial practice.
He does have editors,
stupid.
Though. The editors decided that that was an important part of the story. And they said afterwards, they said, oh, this is somebody accepting money. And it's like, no, he's not accepting money. He's giving money to the Children's Hospital.
You got it. Yep.
I guess that's a hate crime, right?
It's a ridiculous policy that you have to check every single person's social media past when you don't have to do it to hire the people.
I know. So this,
but
this
I don't think he should be fired because he had stupid tweets when he was 15. Yes. He's a young guy, and now what's going to happen when the next newspaper he wants to write for looks him up?
Well, it's clear.
Oh, he's got racist tweets. Oh,
it's clear he and Carson King, the guy with the sign, just need to start their own podcast together.
Well, this guy's got to change his name.
And what if he got really racist?
It was a shock podcast.
He said, this event has set my entire life on fire.
No,
I'm not a racist.
Is this good for anyone?
No, I feel bad for him now, for the writer.
I don't.
Why?
I don't. Because no one would have busted him. His editors wouldn't have busted him.
Maybe
if he
someone
didn't
else would have.
Editors
started.
Didn't bust him.
Maybe someone else would have
busted him.
Someone else would have caught on, and then he would have gotten in more trouble. Well, he got fired, so it didn't matter.
But then he wouldn't have got fired for it.
Right. Good point.
Brand's had some hot takes lately.
Boom! Hot take!
He's doing his job. He's doing what his editors told him to do.
I'm almost tempted to call the Des Moines Register and discuss this. They probably don't. They probably don't talk about it.
I think they're still over.
Gay fucking shit.
We never talked to Good Morning America about their story choice either.
We will.
Should we call them right now?
They're closed.
Oh, okay.
You want to call that guy?
Oh.
No, Good Morning America.
You mean the nice story?
Yeah. If you, I don't know. I don't know.
It's a little nicey nice, but...
Oh, fuck it then. Forget it.
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, he said he sent him the beer. Thanks for listening, Tom.
What is
he's the guy that sent the
yes, I heard.
720 beers,
gotcha.
All these cases of beer, to this guy who did this nice thing for this children's hospital. Then got, of course, busted with his racist tweets when he was
canceled.
16.
And they were Tosh.0 references, yeah.
They were
stupid.
I forgot that part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. So is Tosh.0 canceled,
he should
too?
Should be canceled. Yeah, it's his fault.
Honestly, what is going on? Well, okay, I want to get into the Elton John story because it's incredible. Elton John is one of these guys who busts himself. Mm-hmm. He's done a lot of crazy, stupid stuff, and he seems to tell us about it to make points. And I think he's really evolved. I think Elton John's a great, great guy. He really is.
Yeah. He's had his problems. He's come through it.
He'd be very bitchy.
Mm-hmm.
He was a complete pompous ass when he was on drugs and drinking his ass off and, a real prima donna. But I think he's come around. And this book sounds like a lot of fun because he's really not holding anything back. Story's insane. One morning in June 1983, I was woken by the sound of someone hammering on the door of my hotel suite. And when I opened my eyes, I realized I had the kind of hangover that makes you think it's not a hangover. You can't possibly feel this sick just through overindulgence. Anyway... He's got all this. He's got pain all over, and he's like, "Why am I? Why is my hand hurt? Why is all this
my
stuff
butt?
Hurt?"
It's hurting me very badly. I'm in pain all the time.
Oh, that part doesn't hurt.
He didn't mention the butt pain.
Why does my butt feel so good?
Oh, stop.
Anyways, his personal assistant. So he gets out of bed, and he invites him over to his suite, which is completely destroyed.
Uh-oh.
You know, tables are busted up. Chairs are broken. Everything's on its side. Everything but the bed, basically. And Elton's like, oh, my God, what happened here? And the guy says, you happened.
What?
It turns out Elton just remembered being in the bar with Duran Duran. That was the last thing he remembered. And they were in Cannes shooting a video for I'm Still Standing. Did you know that? Or was that a lucky coincidence?
That's why I'm playing it. No, I got totally lucky, to tell you the truth.
That was the forthcoming single from Too Low for Zero. Filming started at 4 a.m., went on all day. As the sun went down, a break was called. I went back to my hotel to freshen up before the night shoot. I was in the lobby. I bumped into Simon Le Bon. He was in town with Duran Duran. They were heading to the bar. Did I want to come along? Elton said he didn't really know him, but he thought, ah, quick drink, why not? So Simon says, you're at a vodka martini? And Elton had not, but he liked it. Reports vary about precisely what happened next.
Pretty soon, I bet they'll all be swinging together.
The only thing I remember was thinking Duran Duran were enormously jolly company, noticing the vodka martini had slipped down remarkably easily. And he thinks he had 6 or 8 of them in an hour and a couple lines of Coke. He then returned to the set, demanded they begin running the cameras, took off all my clothes, and started rolling around on the floor naked.
That's awesome. That's fun.
My then manager, John Reed, was there performing as an extra in the video, dressed as a clown. He remonstrated. Can you imagine this guy dressed as a clown trying to get Elton to put his clothes on?
No.
Fighting with him?
No, where's this footage if they were rolling?
Wouldn't that be? Yeah, that's right.
Does someone not hit record?
Elton was so pissed that his manager would ask him to put his clothes on this set that he punched him in the face.
What?
Did he slap him or punch him?
He punched him.
I can't see
that's Elton. Why his hand hurt.
See Elton. Well, maybe he could peck quite a powerful punch.
Ah, cool mushroom tip.
Elton said,
I slap you. I slap you. I slap, slap, slap you. I'm slapping you silly because you disrespected me.
There's some audio from 1983. Elton said he had never hit anyone in his adult life and has never hit anyone since.
Wow.
He said, if I was going to break the habit of a lifetime and punch someone in the face, it might as well be John Reed. He could take it as a payback for thumping me when we were a couple.
Oh, gross.
I'm not sure what he meant by that.
Well, we know what he meant.
Someone else managed to get my clothes back on. This, I was told, took several attempts, and Bob Halley hustled me upstairs. I expressed my displeasure about his intervention by smashing up his hotel room. That's his PA, personal assistant. As a finale, I'd stomped on his hat, then staggered back to my room and passed out. Bob and I sat in the bed in hysterics. There was nothing to do other than howl with laughter at the awfulness of it all and then make some apologetic phone calls. It was a day that should have made me think long and hard about how I was behaving, but, and you might be ahead of me here, it didn't work out that way at all. The main impact of the events in Nice, I thought he was in Cannes.
Yeah.
Smash, smash, smash.
Anyway, I decided to drink more vodka martinis. Most of the time, no one dared say anything because of who I was. That's what success does. Gives you a license to misbehave. A license doesn't get revoked until your success dries up completely. I'd started cocaine in 1974. I liked how it made me feel. That jolt of confidence and euphoria, the sense that I could suddenly open up, that I didn't feel shy or intimidated, that I could talk to anybody. That was all bullshit. I was full
of
energy.
Blow, man.
I was inquisitive. I had a sense of humor and a thirst for knowledge. I didn't need a drug to make me talk to people. If anything, cocaine gave me too much confidence for my own good. If I had been coked out of my head when the Rolling Stones turned up in Colorado and asked me to come on stage with them, I might have just performed Honky Tonk Woman, waved to the crowd, and made my exit. Instead, the way that went was Elton stayed on for a bunch of songs.
He did?
Yeah. And he said,
I've never heard that before.
I've heard this before. I think Keith Richards told the story. And Keith was just glaring at him. And Elton thought, oh, he's really digging what I'm doing. But he figured out, I guess after about 5 or 6 songs, that Keith wasn't happy and he just exited. He didn't stick around for the party because he knew Keith was pissed. And
what was Mick doing?
Being Mick, I guess.
Getting laid, probably.
Keith's really the director of the band, though.
No, I know, but if... So what was Elton doing?
Well,
for those
just
four
playing
songs?
Along with the songs, like a second keyboard. Yeah, it was probably not a big deal. The fans probably liked it.
Running the soundboard probably just turned off that instrument.
Could have done that too. There was something more to cocaine than the way it made me feel. Cocaine had a certain cachet about it. It was fashionable, exclusive. Doing it was like becoming a member of an elite little clique that secretly indulged in something edgy, dangerous, and illicit. Pathetically enough, that really appealed to me. I'd become successful and popular, but I never felt cool. Even back in my first band, Bluesology, I was the nerdy one, the one who didn't like look like a pop star, never carried off the hip clothes, spent all his time in record shops while the rest of the band were out getting laid and taking drugs. When it finally arrived, my success happened so fast that despite the warm welcome I had from other stars, I couldn't help but feel slightly out of place as if I didn't belong.
For he's a jolly gay homo, for he's a jolly gay homo, for he's a jolly gay homo. This song is public domain.
Being a little, doing a little line of cocaine, then immediately going back for another one was very me. I was never the kind of drug addict who couldn't get out of bed without a line or needed to take it every day. But once I started, I couldn't stop until I was absolutely certain there was no cocaine anywhere in the vicinity.
Wow, what a cocaine hog.
What a hoover. My appetite for the stuff was unreal, enough to attract comment in the circles I was moving in. Given I was a rock star spending a lot of time in the 70s L.A., this was not an inconsiderable feat. You might think that would have given me pause for thought, but I'm afraid the next 16 years were full of incidents that would have given any rational human being pause concerning their drug consumption. That was the problem. Because I was doing coke, I wasn't a rational human being anymore. You become unreasonable, irresponsible, self-obsessed, along to yourself. It's your way or the highway. It's a horrible, horrible drug. And just to, you know, sort
so
of,
most of his songs were under the influence then.
Well, I don't know about writing.
Are you saying they put a cocaine seller in the house?
Bernie wrote the lyrics. He wrote the music, and I think really from 69 to 76, that was really when he put out, he must have put out 10 albums in that stretch.
Yeah, but 74, he started on the coke.
Yeah.
So the last three of the years, were great years.
I think around that time, though, he was overexposed, and I think he kind of had his run. I'm not sure it was going to continue that much longer, whether he did drugs or not. And plus, he didn't. I don't think he necessarily wrote or did everything. I'm sure he probably would have done better if he had avoided it. But he was also drinking excessively. He was also bulimic, and he was also a binge eater. So he had three addictions.
He had it all.
Yeah, he did. And he does mention here, I don't know why he threw Rod Stewart under the bus, but he just says how he just keeps talking about how terrible his behavior was. Oh, yeah, about the dudes.
Oh, boy.
My personal life had been a disaster. I'd fall in love with straight men all the time, chase after the thing I couldn't have. Sometimes it went on for months and months, this madness of thinking that today was the day you get a phone call from them saying, oh, by the way, I do want you, despite the fact they told you.
Are you the main guy, or are you the one who gets it?
Despite the fact they told you it was never going to happen. Or I'd see someone I liked the look of in a gay bar, and before I'd actually spoken to them, I'd be hopelessly in love, convinced this was the man I was fated to share the rest of my life with, mentally sketching out a wonderful future. I didn't pick them up as much as take them hostage.
You have to you want to draw by and bone a dude together?
You have to give up what you're doing, come on the road, fly around the world with me. I'd buy them the watch, the shirt, and the cars, but eventually they had no reason to be except to be with me, and I was busy, so they'd be left on the sidelines. After 3 or 4 months, they'd end up resenting it. I'd end up getting bored with them, and it would end in tears. Then I'd get someone else to get rid of them and start again.
I think Elton likes to consume.
He does. Sure does.
Everything.
Did they get to keep the cars and stuff at least?
Yeah, of course.
That's not a bad deal then.
I'd have one
There's a lot of handsome fish in the sea. I'm sure you'll find the right one, buddy.
I'd have one leaving at the airport and at the same time as the new one was flying in. And, you know, there's, I'm sure, many rock stars and pop stars do the same thing.
Was that detailed in Rocket Man, the movie? Or did they not touch on that?
I didn't get that far because I couldn't stand it, the musical aspect of it. I would love a good Elton John movie. It was a decadent era, and plenty of other pop stars were behaving in a similar way. Rod Stewart occasionally let girls know he'd finish with them just by leaving a plane ticket on their bed.
Should we call Randy Fowler?
Maybe.
Fine, I don't ever want to see you again. Go away, I'm dating somebody else. I hate you.
The best part about that is Rod probably thought he was being very polite by at least giving them the plane ticket.
Yeah.
As opposed to just, you know, having someone else tell, Rod doesn't want to see you anymore. Well, scoot along, honey.
These guys can
get out of here.
You know, always buy their way out of it, whatever it is.
Sure.
And it is. Although Rod was sued for palimony at a time when very few people were doing that.
Really?
Yeah. Although, let's see, he had a kid with, was it Anita Eklund? One of them, Big Suit Marvin Mitchelson was the attorney, I believe. And I think she won and was given a large, not just child support. She was, you know, he promised me this and promised me that. And he could afford it, so I'm sure he came out okay.
So much so he's just doing standards now.
Yeah. And making plenty of money. But he points out that when he changed his name to Elton John, he sort of got this idea that I'm not Reg Dwight anymore. I'm not that nerdy kid. I'm Elton John. I'm this flamboyant rock star. And that really, truly, deep down, he still was that nerdy kid.
Aww.
Yeah. And so he falls for this guy named Hugh Williams in Atlanta. And after a few months of the party, Hugh decides, I can't take this anymore. I've got to go to rehab or I'm going to die. So Elton is livid. Like, how can you stop the party? What's wrong with you?
How do you abandon me?
And then he started coming to me.
Also, bye.
I guess he just realized that he was right. And he went to meet Hugh, who was in rehab with a counselor there. And the counselor asked them to talk about what was wrong with the relationship. And Elton said that he was angry because Hugh wasn't any fun anymore, and he left his clothes everywhere, didn't put CDs back in their cases.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what it was.
I know.
That's a killer.
Hugh says, you're a drug addict, you're an alcoholic, you're a food addict, and a bulimic.
I think Hugh wins.
You're a sex addict, and you're codependent. He thought I was going to blow up at him. Yes, I said I am.
As opposed to in him.
Well, do you want to get help? I started to cry. Yes, I need help. I want to get better. So anyway, he ends up. He becomes a meeting addict because he's going to meetings every day for bulimia, for alcoholism, for cocaine.
Wow.
And
does everything in excess.
So how'd the loser conference go?
They were afraid that his new addiction was meetings and, you know, sobriety.
Wow.
But he eventually sort of evened out a little bit. And
that's crazy because, he has to fill the time with something. And you would just think being a musician, you could fill it with making more music. But then again, there's so much downtime when you're your own, you control your time then when you're writing the songs.
Yeah, I think this happens with a lot of people. They get sober and it's so freeing that they're so excited about it that they want to share it with the world.
Huh. That story right there is better than because the two main stories that have come out about his memoir so far is the story about the queen smacking her nephew. I'm sure you saw that. Did you see that?
Yes.
In
front of him.
Who cares? And then the other story was the fight between, was it Stallone?
Oh.
Stallone and somebody else fighting over Princess Diana.
Yeah, Richard Gere?
Richard Gere.
Yeah. And she liked Richard Gere, apparently.
Yeah,
and
they were
Stallone
chatting
stormed off!
Yeah, they were chatting by the fire. Stallone stormed off and then comes back, and him and Richard Gere like went at it in the hallway.
Oh, hey, you think that gerbil story is true?
I mean, those two stories are cute, but I'd rather hear more about Elton.
There's another funny story that he included in here about Bob Dylan that... And there's a couple of stories.
Dylan, you son of a bitch.
The Bob Dylan story is really more about Elton. He held an insane party in Los Angeles, invited everyone I knew. By mid-evening, I was flying out of my mind when a scruffy-looking guy I didn't recognize wandered out. Who the hell was he? Must be of the staff.
Hi, I'm Dylan. I'm an alcoholic.
I guess he's a gardener. I loudly demanded to know what the gardener was doing helping himself to a drink. Elton, that's not the gardener. It's Bob Dylan. Coked out of my mind, I rushed over, grabbed him, and started steering him toward the house. Bob, we can't have you in those terrible clothes, darling. Come upstairs, I'll fit you out in some of mine at once. Come on, dear.
Oh, man.
Dylan stared at me, horrified. His expression suggested he was trying hard to think of something else, something he wanted to do less than get dressed up like Elton John.
I was going to say, Bob Dylan in Elton John's clothes sounds hilarious.
I got it at top, man, yet it screams bottom.
Another time, I invited Dylan to dinner with Simon and Garfunkel, and afterwards we played charades.
I would love to see Simon and Garfunkel play charades.
How funny
with
is
Elton
that?
John.
And Dylan's there. At least they tried to play charades. They were terrible at it. The best thing I can say about Simon and Garfunkel is that they were better than Bob Dylan. He couldn't get the hang of how many syllables thing at all. He couldn't do sounds like either, come to think of it.
One of those big ears he can tug on his ear.
The game's over.
One of the best lyricists in the world, the greatest man of letters in the history of rock music. He couldn't seem to tell you whether a word had one syllable or two syllables or what it rhymed with.
Weird.
He was so hopeless, I started throwing oranges at him. This is going to be a fun book.
You're just a dope.
I wonder, because when was he married? When was Elton married?
84, I think.
What a disaster that must have been.
I suspect so.
And what was her? Who was she?
Renata somebody.
What is she? Like, where? How do
I think she was a. I don't think she was a big star. I think she was a regular.
I don't know. She was a beard.
Renata Blail.
Freddie had a beard, right? He didn't marry her, but he had a beard.
Oh, that was his real friend.
That was like his
right.
best
yeah.
friend.
Yeah. Right.
He's like a beard, or whatever a lesbian beard is. A merkin?
How far in are we?
Bi, too.
How far in are we, Brandon?
120.
You want to do the boner line?
Absolutely.
I need to take a nap. No, I'm kidding. I don't need a nap. And I haven't been completely triggered yet.
So get your fire.
I do need a break.
Go up and reheat your coffee.
Just a quick break.
Well, then you're not going to all the hateful things.
No, I kind of want to hear all the hate. So go ahead and hit the boner line. I'll leave when I get really
Zeus,
close to you.
Brandon, Maz, Trudy, Mark, Drew.
What's up, fuckers?
Personally, I really like the boner line, and I hope that you don't make it go into a permanent refractory state. I like listening to other listeners and hearing your opinion. So please don't knock it down. You know, keep it stuck.
Hang on, let me just ask my boner. Oh, yeah, he's fine with it.
Just want to let you know, Trudy, I got your back. Don't let him give you any shit for liking the movie Multiplicity. It's a fantastic movie. One of my favorites. I even have it on DVD.
What a piece of shit movie.
Hey, Drew, I'm triggered.
I feel traumatized, bruh.
I'm triggered by you misusing the word insidious at least once a week. I don't know what the fuck you mean when you say insidious, but it's wrong.
Well, I have a microphone. And you don't.
Oh, when you guys were talking about Demi Moore's mega bush.
Bush!
And Mark said it was wiry and unkempt like Al Gore's. Pretty sure you were talking about Travolta's bush. Figure it out.
That's true.
That's right.
That's right.
I just wanted to let you know, Boston George, coolest guy ever and best interview ever. You guys... nailed it.
Aww, thank you.
Drew, you had it phonetically correct. Roquan. I'll give you that. I know it's not a sports podcast, so I'm sure you don't listen to sports shows. It's Raekwon? You're not going to play this. I know you're going to edit this shit out. You always do. Roquan? Roquan. Roquan. Dude, even in Japan, Roquan, that's not a thing.
Roquan Smith.
Roquan Smith.
Roquan Smith.
Roquan Smith.
Roquan
Smith. Roquan Smith.
Roquan Smith.
Roquan Smith.
Roquan Smith.
With the 8th pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Roquan Smith.
Roquan.
Ouch, that hurt.
I will literally fight anyone that talks shit about Drew. Nobody talks about my man like that.
I love how you gotta fight your boyfriend's battles for him.
Coming from my equal airtime, I'm the guy who allegedly pushed Brandon off the side of the mountain.
Oh boy, here we go.
Just want to clear the air about this. He lost control because he's just not a good snowboarder. And, I feel good talking about it. I feel good getting this off my chest, you know?
What kind of jerk is this guy?
Whenever you guys get a new drop, you literally just play the shit out of it over and over and over and over until it's not even funny anymore.
Boom! Hot take!
I was listening to you guys talking about Demi Moore and her appearance in Wii and her rather large bush, and I'm a bit like Sling Blade in that I like a big bush.
I like a big bush.
So, I quickly scurried onto the interwebs to see if I could find this said photo, which I did, and I thought, okay, that's a bit much, even for me. Wow, what a shame. Too bad we didn't have grooming back in 1981.
You don't like my hair, do you?
I'm calling to lodge a formal complaint. I've called the boner line several times, and since I'm not a millennial and Brandon is, he's clearly filtering me out. I'm sure he... Drew, I got one beef with you. A few weeks ago, you said the word pecans. I don't know if I missed something in history on that word, but if you ever say pecans again that way, I'm going to lose my fucking mind.
I saw this guy cry one time.
Anybody want a peanut?
So I went to opening night down there for the Red Wings. And yes, they have redone the seats. They're black now. The beer guy was telling me they raised beer $1.75 this year. It's $13. Eventually they're going to be $15 a beer. All that money for what? Bunch of bullshit there.
Go Red Wings!
Every time you call somebody
I'm hoping that they have a voicemail review option after you leave the message, because that shit's fucking hilarious.
Who's on the phone?
Me again.
Drew, quit saying you're on fucking Facebook when you're not on there. Getting real sick of it.
Okay.
Drew, can you send your forensic accountant out to find out how many cities in America besides Detroit have gotten the monorail treatment twice with this stupid Q line and the old people mover?
Rain! No!
Oh, my God. I just had to call and leave you a quick message and say that I'm one of the rare people that doesn't have a podcast.
Podcast time. We got the equipment and the perfect business plan. Give our show away for free and tell no one how to find it.
Hey, just speaking, I'm one of those 89 million millennials, and I do not have a mustache. But granted, I have been out of town for the last couple weeks, so maybe I just missed the memo. I'll see you at the meeting, Brandon. Okay, bye.
Good. We can finally start the big meeting.
Anti-vaxxers are pro-Trump people. They love Trump. They hate everything science and that works. They hate it all.
A total and self-serving lies.
Holy shit. Can we talk about Tom Mazzaway being an anti-vaxxer?
I am not, yeah.
Are we serious here?
Shit, yeah.
Tom Mazzaway is an anti-vaxxer. He's the one putting conspiracy theories in his daughter's head.
Really?
Unbelievable. He's probably putting conspiracies in Brandon's head.
Bye, Brandon.
My dad was a pharmacist. I find it hard to believe that Maz's cousin is anti-vaxxer.
You butt out.
Every pharmacist has a license they hang in their pharmacy. He didn't get Maz's cousin to text you a photo of his.
Pound salt.
I had to go before I made this call.
Goodbye!
Sayonara, buttface!
Okay, anti-vaxxers and Trump, is that real? Because anti-vax has been around for...
Pre-Trump.
It was Jenny McCarthy on her... That was when it first came to my attention.
Mainly
that
well was Obama. Mainly well-educated suburban white women, for the most part.
I've never seen any correlation between
But that
any
preceded Trump, and I'm not trying to defend Trump. I'm just saying that was like 12 years before Trump. I don't even understand, honestly, how climate change is so political, because I don't care what Trump says or doesn't say.
I think the money involved in it.
But it was a—I mean, there were climate change was a debated thing, eons ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, Al Gore. I'm trying to remember. Did he get a lot of criticism for the Inconvenient Truth?
He did.
Did he?
I remember seeing a lot of it.
Yeah, I think people were shitty about it, but
I think the rights were against him.
I mean, look at South Park, Man, Bear, Pig.
Was it because he's on the left that the opposition came from the right just because they had, because anybody who does, anybody who's on the left says anything, correct, then the other side has to oppose it, yes, and vice versa?
Yes, well, regulation, correct. I mean, they want to put regulation on companies.
I understand that.
I mean, that's really the crux of the, I think, the anti-climate change movement.
Yeah.
By the way, Insidious... How have you been using it?
I don't know. You know, some of these things.
Because
like,
that guy didn't look at the second definition of it, which is harmful but enticing.
I don't.
Which is,
even,
I think, how you've been using it.
That easily could have put you over the edge by hearing
it. It was very close. Pecans, fucking
both,
cares.
Both of them
really?
Are acceptable.
Yeah, it's,
we looked
it's
it
like,
up after the
how
show.
How about pecan pie? Isn't
I
that
have
what
not,
it's called?
I have not.
Uh-oh. People say it different from depending on what state you're from.
I have not said that word in so long. I think, honestly, I've always said pecans. Mm. Like, what's the pecan ice cream?
Butter pecan?
Butter pecan? Yeah, I used to
butter
eat
pecan.
That ice cream. I don't remember saying butter pecan.
But I listened to this podcast about a murder that was in Georgia that happened on a pecan farm.
Pecan.
And the people that were working on the farm called it their pecan farm. And they worked there.
I think the mule.
It's their farm.
I think the mule, Clint Eastwood, remember he said he had pecans in the trunk when he was showing that cop that pulled him over?
Oh, yeah.
He said pecans. Clint Eastwood said it.
As far as this football player, why does anyone give a fuck?
Roquan Smith?
I'm not, you know, honestly, I don't follow the Bears that carefully. I should, but I don't. I'm more inundated with Lions stuff.
By the way, one of the Roquans that was in there that we heard was Roquan Smith saying, "Hi, my name is Roquan Smith."
Why would it matter that much anyway?
I don't know, but I didn't understand it.
I mean, I understand people bitch about everything in the show, but really, do we have to?
Is that the worst?
Is that really that important to add to the list?
That's the worst incorrect correction.
Well, someone's got to always.
It's
got to
be up there.
Something bothers somebody everywhere, every day.
Most of the.
I agree with my wife.
Most of the biggest whining is about topics which
that don't matter
are more political than I ever realized they were.
I suppose. Everything's seen through the political lens.
I know. It's so annoying. It's like, and you know what? The first response is, you know, just don't even talk about guns. Every time you talk, you sound so stupid. Just don't talk about climate change. You sound like an idiot.
I know science is.
And you know what? After reading a couple emails, I'm usually kind of going, you know what? No, I don't want to fucking talk about that because I don't really care that much anyway. But if it's this big, you know, lightning rod, or you have to,
hot take,
or you have to be, you know, someone who studies it an hour every day and lives and dies with it.
Then nobody believes the experts on other things.
You know, as far as I think, anybody who has a child or who cares about people can talk about school shootings and laws. Aaron Carter, by the way, that reminds me. Such a negative topic.
We got to watch that video, by the way, with him and his mom.
Did you see him on Twitter bragging about his 9,000 square foot house? What is it about stars having to tell you how rich they are? Yeah. What is that?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm really not that fussy about having class or not having class or being gauche.
What does he need 9,000 square feet for?
Because I think he wants to show everybody he has such a big mansion and it's got
more.
All these things.
It's a waste of money.
There was also, was it T.I.'s wife who was bragging about her, was it Bentley or what it is?
Kylie Jenner, I think.
No, this is a different story. And she went out somewhere and she's lost it because she had $700,000 worth of jewelry in the car and someone stole it.
Why did she have that much in the car?
No, I know it's so stupid. She left it on the center console. How dare somebody? And this led to, underneath that, a series of stories about people talking about how much money in jewelry they have on them all the time or they, you know, had stolen from them. And I'm thinking, I mean, wouldn't you think people would not want to talk about that?
Sounds like an insurance scam to me, Drew. I think it was a setup.
So, did you know Aaron Carter's going to be on a new TV show?
Yeah.
With his mommy?
Mm-hmm.
Starts October 11th.
What's the name of the show?
Marriage Boot Camp.
Okay, but he's not married to his mom.
Family Edition.
I know. Oh, okay.
They're just capitalizing
it. Okay, so they have a clip from it?
Yeah, here's a nice preview of Aaron and his mommy.
Let's see what's in here.
They're going to the room.
Hollywood, Las Vegas.
And it's one of those really busy, annoying reality show rooms.
Yes.
Where there's too much flair on the walls. And some of the stuff they put on the walls were quotes from his mom and himself.
Great.
So you can see all the horrible things you said about your family
Jesus
members
Christ.
Right before you go to bed.
Jane, all my kids have done drugs with their father.
End quote.
You know you did.
I plead the fifth. Wait, there's significance to this room.
That bedroom is very unsettling. We got lights everywhere.
Reminds me of
prior to his
life.
Tattoo, huh?
Growing up in a hotel room.
Fame took away.
He's very sad.
Parents,
he grew up in a hotel room.
Yeah, it was hard.
I was really sad because I just wanted my mom to pay more attention to me as a teenager and not as a breadwinner.
You weren't a breadwinner.
There's nothing. There's not like, oh, you guys are so loving towards each other and great. It's all hunky dory. No, there's nothing like that. It's all bad.
Like, I'm sorry, but throughout my 20s, I raised myself.
Well, you were already grown.
No, I didn't get the chance to even get raised. Really, that back then, all I was doing was shows. I was doing tour after tour after tour after tour.
I don't think it was that much. You weren't a Justin Bieber.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, that means a lot. I'm no Justin Bieber. I'm a
I'm not saying it. I didn't mean it.
Paved the way for that kid.
I know you did.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yes, you did.
Copied my hairstyle.
He copied everything about you.
Are you kidding? No. Guess what? I am no Justin Bieber. I'm Aaron Carter.
Ooh! Yeah! He also says he's the biggest pop star in the world. Did you see that?
Yeah. He also says he's leaving the U.S. because he hates the Donald so much.
That's his new house in Canada.
Yeah, well, you know, it's tough being a single mom, you know.
Poor mom.
You didn't... His 20s? He raised
himself
in his 20s. He
didn't have a childhood. He grew up in a hotel.
I'm getting Aaron Carter out.
So
it was Alex Trebek out.
So
I think
Rick.
I might be more Aaron.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so Rick is Aaron Carter now?
We can't talk about it right now, but boy, when it...
The developments are insane.
Can you turn off the microphone for 10 seconds and just tell me something?
I already told you one.
Well,
what?
Yeah, just one sec.
All right. Oh, okay.
And we're back.
Wow.
But there was something... The last thing I heard from him was, I just want this to all be over. Which is exactly
what he's on the train with us.
Which is what you and I said like 2 months ago.
Is it almost over?
No, come on. This is Rick we're talking about. Not even close to being over.
So he still has the flipping phone?
No comment.
We can't talk about it yet.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Oh, some we can't talk. If we can't talk about it, then it's over.
You know, well it's trust me, over. People will want to hear what happened. It's insane. But
have they found out how to make put wild. An egg timer on Facebook?
No.
By the way, why is someone arguing that I'm not on Facebook? What does that mean?
Another incorrect correction. You are on Facebook. I think he thinks that you're saying that you're on the show website and that's you being on Facebook. But you have your own Facebook account.
Oh yeah,
I'm on Facebook.
Show it to me. I know
I'm
you
on
are.
Facebook. I'm looking at the Drew and Mike podcast fans, and they're bitching about Sam
Everything.
Kinison.
Yeah.
And boom, hot take, and whatever it is. Oh my
I don't God. Know how you can
and
bitch
interviews.
About.
Boom, people don't,
hot take.
People don't like interviews either. What? So we should have no guests,
no guests
ever?
Nothing. No, we should do nothing.
I mean, honestly, I...
just breathe, man. Breathe.
It is kind of annoying.
This isn't like it's a new funny. Thing. This is me thinking, God, wasn't it great in the 90s when you just did the show and went home and you really had no fucking idea what anybody thought?
Remember
I want to hear every stray criticism.
Remember when email came out and it was great at first because you had so much good feedback and then...
It was, you know, I don't think email was generally that bad. I mean, because it took an effort to write an email, didn't it really?
Sure, it could distract one person for
a
while.
Well, yeah, it did. Yeah. And honestly, Facebook is probably the bane of my existence in that way too, because I should just unfollow the podcast fans, and then I wouldn't see all those beefs. Because I mean, they're entitled to talk about it. Man, am I sick of interviews? There's not one interview I didn't fast forward through. Aww. And then of course, 9,000 people have to follow and go, oh my God, that interview was so bad. That was I hate this. I hate Cary Grant. I mean, everybody hates. There's nothing that everyone...
Oh, I know.
We've already been down this road.
There is a good email I did just get, and we were not recording Fox 2, so I can't look at it, but James emailed in. At 5:54 on Fox 2, they were doing a story about the Mona Lisa being back at the Louvre, which I didn't even know it had left the Louvre. It was a quick shot, but I think a girl was pointing her phone at the Mona Lisa, but in reality, she was just taking a selfie of herself. And then he writes, to be clear, taking a picture of the Mona Lisa on your phone is also ridiculous.
I know.
So you're in the Louvre, in the room of the Mona Lisa, and you're taking a selfie.
It's really funny.
What an asshole. What a total asshole.
Oh.
Remember Miss Teen USA, Caitlin Upton? Last time we had talked about her.
Not Kate Upton.
No, Caitlin Upton, the Such As Iraq.
Oh,
that girl.
Wait,
some people don't have
the funniest answer possibly ever, and she went on to other pageants and stuff, and she's still out there doing her thing, kind of. She's beautiful.
And last time we talked about her,
she
had kind of changed her name, and she was opening businesses, and we were bummed out because she was married, and there's now an update on her.
Can't be good.
Well, she just hammered
out.
Great.
I think it's a great update.
Her divorce settlement.
Yeah, she's single now.
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should... our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our
children. Thank you very much, South Carolina.
Now, what's interesting, wouldn't you think she'd be like, I don't know, I just assume she would have a lot of money, maybe because she married a guy with a lot of money. But in the divorce settlement, the numbers weren't terribly staggering. Do you see that?
Well, I haven't gotten there yet. I just saw that Charles McNeil filed a divorce, Caitlin, who goes by Kate Upton, C-A-I-T-E. Since about a year ago, according to terms they've drawn up, Kate's biggest concerns were the family, dog, and her frequent flyer miles. Kate's leaving the marriage, such as the Iraq, with a bank account worth $263 and their husky, Aurora. She also gets to keep her miles and personal property, which we're guessing does not include a book of world maps. Ha, ha, ha. You recall she came on. Okay, this question. Blah, blah, blah. She. Okay, as for divorce, Kate and Charles co owned a gym called Uptone Fitness, and he's buying out her stake for $50,000. Charles gets a leased 2019 Audi A4, two personal bank accounts worth about $4,400, one business account with $22,000. He's leaving with her espresso machine. Settlement still needs a judge's sign off, then Kate will officially be single.
I guess I was just surprised that she had a. Her bank account was $263.
Consider that a divorce.
Yeah, I wonder why she
should have had a lot of money. She's an and
she's getting $50,000 for the
she's
the
an
business.
Influencer.
Yeah, she has 35,000 followers. Can you make money?
That's
on
all
that
she
thing?
Has.
That's what I thought. I would have thought she would have had. Oh, she was on the Amazing Race.
Yeah,
she's
on the Amazing Race. She was on Tosh.0.
Yeah, I heard she kind
she's
of
a model.
She sort of redeemed herself. Oh my God, those pictures.
Oh, she's beautiful.
She's insanely hot.
But I heard she kind of redeemed herself on the Amazing Race. That she didn't seem that.
Yeah,
she kind of redeemed herself on Tosh.0 too. She, you know, she was
she's
she
not a
made
she's
fun
not a
of
teenager
herself.
Anymore. Yeah.
Is she nude anymore?
Well, she will
just
be.
Just ask.
She will
really redeem herself then.
Good point, Maz.
Get skin on it.
Is that her husband or ex? Soon to be ex.
No, that's her BFF.
Mm. He's trying to get in there.
I think he's already been there.
Friend zone.
I think
he's friend zone.
I think he's permanently in the friend zone.
Really.
I don't see it happening unless she's just hammered. Oh, wait, is that her?
Yeah, that's her. That's totally her.
What's that? Where's that from?
Is it?
Oh, that's not her.
It's ooh. A girl. I don't know. It's got the same name.
It looks like her. That's not her?
No.
I don't know.
Oh, who's that?
We can pretend it's true. We can pretend chicks. It's her.
So wait, is that her head on all those people?
Well, there's so many fakes now. It's you can't tell.
I mean, I'm okay with that fake. I'll go with that.
Oh, yeah, you go with that.
You can skin put that the fake ones up?
Oh, look at that fake.
Where'd this one come from?
Yeah, wow. No,
look
she's
at
porn.
That one. But
I don't know. And then it's mixed stuff. With you know the other Kate Upton, obviously, because they have. There's Verlander's white ass.
Oh God!
How white his ass.
JV and Kate with their matching asses.
Look at that.
Don't
big
their
white ass.
Doesn't his ass look so womanly? I can't. I
both
wish
those
I.
Ass.
How do I unsee that?
You're not going to.
Are you going to see that
I mean,
tonight?
It looks,
when
like, it looks like they're showing off their matching asses.
My favorite
it?
Thing is that JV's smiling.
I know.
What are you?
It looks like they're taking the picture for someone else, doesn't it?
That's what I mean. Like, yeah.
Look at our matching butts.
Smiling.
Look at our
why
matching
are they
butts.
Taking that picture anyway.
I don't know.
Does JV pitch tonight?
Yeah.
Yes.
Unless it's about hey, look how white my ass looks. Take a picture of it. And that's why he's smiling. Because he's laughing about it.
What's going on there?
I don't.
All right, I have to heat up my coffee real quick.
How do you not smile standing next to Kate Upton? How?
Boom! Hot take.
There you go.
Boom! Hot take.
Let's see. What else do we
well,
not talk
what?
About?
You know what, Maz? Could you possibly introduce the guy on Unexpected, the 19-year-old brat?
What's oh, Max.
That? Yeah.
What's sure. that?
What okay, unexpected if you go into the my saved shows.
One of Drew's favorite unexpected. Shows.
That's a great picture you have up there right now, Brandon. You see that, Drew?
Quite a photo.
Wow, that's pretty hot.
Unexpected is a show about, it's like 16 and pregnant.
Oh, okay.
Except worse.
I don't know if it's worse. It's a continuing thing, though, whereas that turned into Teen Mom. This just kind of...
Anyway.
They took like six or seven, you know, 16, 15, 17-year-old girls who are having brats... And Max is the 19-year-old boyfriend of this girl who's a senior in high school. And he's, for example, he's not allowed in her parents' house because...
They hate him.
Well, he had problems with drugs. His mother died about, I think, 7 or 8 years ago. And I think she died of a drug overdose. The father's a really good guy who's trying to, you know, pick himself up and move ahead.
I guess you don't need to intro it now, Tom.
I guess not. But Drew despises this kid. Actually wants to bomb the house that he's
I
in.
I would divorce this kid if I was his parent. I would divorce him.
But I'm not for gonna, adoption.
I feel like parents should be allowed to divorce kids
oh, wow.
when they're
wouldn't
this
that,
big
wouldn't
a bummer.
Be, wouldn't that be great?
This kid is such an asshole. Pause again. Not quite finished. He's been to rehab a couple times. He overdosed 3 times in a month.
Oh, really?
And the father had to go to, you know, through the hospital. The father's been through the courts. He's paid for rehab for this kid like twice. And now her parents, again, won't let him in their house. They had a christening for the baby, and he was allowed to come, but he wasn't allowed to talk to anyone in her family. That was the only way he was allowed to come.
I'm surprised they even let him come.
Well, I was first. I thought her parents. Oh my god, her parents are such assholes. But this kid is such a flippin' ass.
How old is he? Douche to his dad.
He's 19.
Oh boy.
You know, he's such a jackass to his own father.
Wait. Does he live with the parents? He's 19.
He lives with his father.
His mother's dead.
There. Get him out of there.
I agree. But anyway, see what the father's up against. I think I queued it up. Maz, you can do play-by-play.
All right.
All of a sudden, I feel a wetness. This is not happening.
Ow! It hurts right here!
Stop yelling.
Seriously, dude, let me through.
This show looks awful and great.
There he is, Chloe and Max.
It's pretty cool. It looks a little bit like Joey Marasso.
Dear God, give me patience.
That's his dad.
I'm driving to pick up Max.
Poor guy.
I just got a call from his probation officer, and it is not good. Finally, some consequences are coming.
Yeah, right.
Get in.
Let's film it.
Here comes the punk kid.
Hey, your probation officer just called. You're done.
What do you mean?
You have to go into rehab for 30 days because you flunked your drug test. This probation officer told me that he failed a drug test, so that's strike three. She was not happy. She is tired of his BS, and if he doesn't get into residential rehab, he's going to go to jail next week.
My father says everything's negotiable.
Can't keep doing it. You need to go in there and get yourself clean.
Dude, shut the up.
Oh, get out of the car now, you little brat.
There's nothing set in stone that I was going to jail or that I had to do rehab. My probation officer sending me there because she thinks it's the best thing for the judge to see so that it helps me out. So it lessens my chances of doing any jail time.
Max, it is set in stone. And if you don't do everything your probation officer tells you to, you're going to end up there.
Wait, so he's saying it's not set in stone, but he didn't talk to the probation officer.
No, kid's a know-it-all. Kid is just a know-it-all.
What a dick.
I wish I had
But acting father. Like you got screwed or something.
No, I get in the car and you start verbally harassing me. Like,
verbally harassing you? I'm telling you what you're doing.
No, you got in, you started acting like immediately.
I said
immediately.
Your probation officer called. You got it because you your drug test.
He doesn't have a
This is your mess,
either,
not mine. The direct and natural consequences of your dumbass actions. That's what this is.
My dad's being a I've had enough of this. Like, we just argue all the time, and I'm sick of it. He thinks he knows everything. He's such a freaking like, 30 days isn't even a big deal.
Well, he doesn't have. He can move out and be on his own.
Because I have to do a 30-day thing? Big whoop. 30 days, it's a month. If I have to do that.
Boom! Hot take!
There's no if about it, Max. Tomorrow we go to the residential center, see if they have room for him. If they don't, come back the next day at 7:30. See if they have a bed then. If they don't, next day, 7:30. Max.
Well, this kid wants to
do something tomorrow. Tomorrow, and they said it could be 4 or 5 days by the time they fit you in or have room for you. And that'll be the best thing for you. And that probably won't allow you to.
Well, I'm not missing prom for that.
You don't get to make the rules in those places.
His priorities are prom.
I know it for the system. I'm talking about when I start.
If you only knew how unimportant prom is.
Will be after prom. It doesn't need to be this second.
Do you know anybody when they're older that talks about prom? What a great time it was.
There's really no chance you're going to be going to prom. I can just tell you that right now. I'm just laying it out there.
I'm honestly kind of just telling myself that I'm not going to be away for prom and hoping for the best.
Wait till your girlfriend.
A lot of the times when I tell myself something's not going to happen, it usually doesn't. It's called manifesting something. I'm just saying, like, usually when I feel like something's going to happen, it usually happens. Like, I usually have feeling, like, for instance,
very
when I feel like I'm going to get drug tested tomorrow.
I mean, how do you argue that logic?
I don't know.
He feels something, it's going to happen, and... I mean, what else is there to it?
I should be back in school.
Usually get drug tested tomorrow. Like, I have a gut feeling that I'm going to be able to go.
He's dead.
I don't feel like some higher power is going to really screw me like that when we've been waiting 2 years to go to the dance. And there's always the option that I could go into rehab and maybe be able to get out for the dance, and that's it. I don't know. Because it's a school dance.
It's not like it's at some club
you
or
said
something.
He's 19. Listen, it's a school.
Right. It's a government-owned building.
It's a government-owned building.
ASAP is what she texted me.
Yeah, as soon as possible for me is after prom. That's as soon as possible. Oh. Which is prom is this month.
Do you have any interest of anything other than Chloe?
I don't want to talk to you.
Get your head out of her ass and grow the fuel.
Tell him that.
Getting your old self back, the good.
Don't.
The good
don't
guy.
Don't start with that.
It's important. That's
hey, what's his drug of
thinking,
choice?
Max.
Don't. Xanax. Yeah, but you say the same. This, you're saying the same. I've heard a million times. I don't need to hear.
No, it. I'm just saying that's important. Why would you want to wait to do that?
Because prom is important.
No, it's not.
Prom is a once in a lifetime thing.
That's what you're
I'm not going to get another prom with Chloe. That's never going to happen. I have the rest of my life to go to a 30 days in rehab.
Like I can't dead. Believe that Max is more concerned about prom than getting
I can't
better.
Either, Dad.
It's ridiculous. He's not even in high school anymore. This is why you don't get better.
You are pissing me off.
Ooh.
Good. Because I've been pissed off for about a year and a half.
Yeah, I know. You have anger problems. It's obvious.
You just don't like hearing the truth, and that's...
No, you're...
Someday when you wise up, you're going to regret.
Stop talking.
I know the truth hurts you.
Don't
hit me with the truth. It hurts.
It's not your...
It is my... Because I've been the one foot in the bill for the last year and a half while you freaking sat around in a drug-induced haze in and out of the hospital, in and out of courthouse.
I'm sober right now.
You weren't last night or this morning.
Yes, I was. That's what you think. You think I wasn't.
No.
You think you have
what
no
a pleasant
proof.
Car ride.
Drug test, Max.
Drug test. Did I get drug tested last night? Did I get drug tested yesterday?
Don't
no.
Know what we're yelling about.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Stop talking about it.
What do you want to talk about, Max? Unicorns?
Good one, Dad. What?
Boom! Hot take!
Wow, what an asshole.
If you speed ahead, you'll see him with his fiance or his girlfriend, whatever she is.
The mother of his kid.
Baby mama, yeah, who's baby 17 mama. And yeah. Also wants to go to prom.
His dad just needs to be more strict on him.
Don't flush those toilets!
More strict? He's 19.
I want you to leave those logs in there for me to inspect. Want to see them. I want to see what you've done.
Would you want to divorce that kid if he's your kid?
Divorce him. He's 19. Kick him out of the house.
No, I'm kidding, but I'm serious.
Well, yeah.
Honestly, he's the biggest fuckstick. He is the most annoying brat. He has no clue, and he talks out of his ass, and he talks to his father like he's the biggest dumb shit that ever lived. Yeah. And I guess I'm trying to remember, did we talk to our parents like
that?
So is that progress that kids talk to their parents like that, or is that just the way it is?
I don't know.
Is there any hope?
There's always been kids who talk to their parents like that.
Oh, there have always been kids, but now it doesn't
television.
Seem that uncommon.
Yeah, but now it sells. Now it's great watching it on TV. And
are there more kids that talk to their parents like that now, or were there always that many? Because it seems
I think there's a lot of disrespect.
Now.
I think there's more now because they see it on TV and they think it's okay.
Somebody sent me an email about, I thought this was kind of funny and probably relatable. It was about how her child, her daughter had a baby and the mother, you know, is asked to constantly, you know, look after the kid and whatever. And there's always this long list of things the mom has to do.
Oh, yeah.
And the mom's like, I raised 5 kids.
Yeah.
I know what to do. Yeah, but you don't do this, 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 this.
Kids are different now.
I guess, is that progress? Is that good?
Yeah, we have more vaccines. Things change.
Well, I don't think this woman was denying vaccines.
I
don't think
I
it was a matter of that. I think she felt that she was being... And
be
also, I guess...
Insulting.
I guess she's been spoken to the effect that, you know, when you raised kids,
yeah.
You know, you guys were stupid and you did all these things and it's not... That wasn't the
interesting
argument.
Thing is the first time there's a problem with the kid that they don't understand or don't know how to deal with it, who are they going to call? We'll probably call the mom.
I don't know. I think
you don't
they
think
I think
so?
They think that they know more than their parents about raising kids.
Oh,
I think a lot
God.
Of people do think that.
Okay. Well,
I think there were less 15-year-old mothers back in the day. That's for sure.
I don't know what the numbers are on that.
I thought it was way down.
Yeah, I think it is down. I think it is down, actually.
Because there's this myth that, you know, these kids saw 16 and pregnant, all of a sudden it's cool to be pregnant. It's like, you clearly haven't seen 16 and pregnant if you think it's cool to be pregnant.
I would think that show would be good for contraception.
Well, a lot of people did think it was good because it lowered birth rates. They attributed some of it to show.
I'm sure there definitely was some girls out there that thought, maybe I could get on the show too.
Well, that's fine, but that's a very small majority for the minority. For the majority, it freaked them out. They don't want to get pregnant. They're not having sex anymore.
You know what's the incredible part of that to me is how many of these, first of all, they're with a guy. You know, when you're 16 and you fall in love, you think it's forever, of course. It's your first love or whatever. Yeah, in your mind it is. And then you're having a baby, and it's like, oh, and we'll be a little family, and it'll be so much fun and all that. And then they have the baby, and they're like, oh, my God, this is so much work. Oh.
That happens at every age.
Yeah.
Probably.
I'm finding that out at 35.
It's a little, but I think people that are 35 or 30 or whatever, I think they have an idea that it's.
You think so?
They have an 39. Idea.
I had no idea.
I don't think they think it's all roses.
I can tell you this much. It's definitely a young man's game.
Well, except older people have more money and more resources, and so maybe they can get more help.
And a lot less energy.
I disagree. I think the older you are, you could enjoy it more. I really do believe
that. A lot of older parents say that.
Yeah. I think you could enjoy it. I mean, you had your young time to have a good time, go out, and, you know, live it up.
But you could do that when they're out of the house and you're old enough.
I understand. But by then, you're tired, you're exhausted.
Exactly. So imagine
you're worn out.
So imagine having a kid at that age.
I think it keeps you young.
I have to say.
Well, mentally, it keeps me young. Physically, yeah. I'm exhausted.
I noticed a big difference in my friends when they had teenage kids and when their kids were out of college. All of a sudden, there's a big, just sort of a, wow, they seem happier than they've ever been. What is it?
Don't get me wrong. I would never do it the other way. It's just be nice to have a lot more energy with kids.
Oh, they've been all day job.
Although I have way more patience now, so I guess that's a good
thing. I have great sympathy for this guy. I feel...
Oh, for the dad?
Yeah, I mean, watching it, it's like, oh, my God. It's one thing to have lost your wife, and then this brat is doing the same thing. He's in and out of rehab. He's getting arrested. He's going to go to jail. And the kid is like, I got to go to fucking prom.
Ain't no priorities.
The way he treats his dad is horseshit.
Yeah, no, the way he talks to him, that's what is really hard to take.
It's a sin.
I can't believe the way people talk to their parents.
So he's addicted to Xanax. Is the mom, was she addicted to anything?
Yeah, she was addicted to something. She had problems with, I don't know.
She didn't do it while she was pregnant, though, did she?
No. Oh, okay. No, I don't think it was anything like that.
Hmm. Is this him?
Yeah, him with his girlfriend.
She's a cutie.
His baby mama. Yeah, there were a lot of cute chicks on TV upstairs when Maz and I were doing prep for some reason. We were watching Cops, and there were
Cops was good.
Attractive
really?
Women on Cops.
Yeah.
Attractive women get in trouble.
Here we go. Chloe and Maz.
He's such a dick.
Is that Max's dad's house?
I wanted to drop this. Pause for a second. This is how close to over the edge it was. I wanted a bomb dropped on this house, and then Maz pointed out that there's a child in the house. And I said, okay, we'll remove the child, and
two
Maz pointed out that
house.
She didn't really do anything
wrong.
It's
the dad's house, too, Drew. You don't want to hurt the dad anymore.
This guy is such
a
putz.
That's all. Just beat him.
Can you bring her over here?
Wait. That chick nailed him?
Yeah, I know.
She's way out of his league.
You should see her in her prom dress. Yeah. She's got a real body on her.
You can come over here. If you want to spend time with her, you can come over here. Yeah. She's not going to accommodate to your needs. You're supposed to accommodate to hers.
Yeah, fuck face.
I'm in a really bad mood because my probation officer had texted my dad telling him that I had to go to a inpatient rehab facility for 30 days because I failed too many drug tests.
At this moment, I'm more upset I might have to miss prom than Max going to rehab, just because I feel like right now that's what's important to me, and after it's over, then I'll be focused on him.
What?
But I can't be focused on Max all the time. Like, sometimes it does have to be about me.
She's really got it back.
Tell Daddy we have a surprise for you.
What is it?
Hold on.
This is ironic.
I think I know what it is.
Is that a napkin?
It's a permission slip her mother signed to allow him to go to prom because he's too old.
Guest pass for prom.
Yeah. Since Max doesn't go to my school, he's only allowed to go to prom if my mom signs a guest pass for him. But I was really nervous to ask her because I know she doesn't like to be reminded that Max exists.
I don't blame her.
How'd you get your mom to sign it? Did you just ask her?
Oh, well, no. It was on my counter.
Or did she kind of assume and just sign it herself?
Well, no, she had seen it. And then I was like, I need you to sign this. And she was like, oh, finally. She said, I saw this. I've been waiting for you to ask me for it. I was honestly shocked that my mom signed the guest pass without making it this big scene. I was honestly prepared to forge her signature.
They said it's going to take at least 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, if not, like, longer than that for me to go in. So prom's still happening.
Okay.
You have to hear her eating.
Prom is still happening.
Yeah.
All right, party.
It will happen, obviously.
I'm really mad at Max for putting himself in this situation. I just don't even want to talk about it. I don't even know how to feel at
yes,
this point.
Bitch, I
my
heard
prom
you.
Is next week, and he might have to miss it. You're going to hit your head.
She'll barely bump it, and it's good if she bumps it a little bit, so then she'll know better.
There you go.
She's not going to learn anything if you protect her from everything.
Pause for a second.
Wait, you is he telling
she's criticizing yeah. her for not wanting the child to bump her head on the glass table there, saying she'll bump it and she'll learn not to do it.
No, that's not how it works.
I know.
How it works is she bumps her head and they have to take her to the hospital when it's cut open.
He knows everything. He knows it all.
How dare you?
He's the smartest guy in the room, always.
Well, he's off his meds, probably. He probably needs more Xanax.
He was in a bad mood because of the stupid test.
He's got anxiety.
I go to my school dance.
Is that why he's on Xanax? He has anxiety.
I don't know what his problem is.
I'm having anxiety flashes and sharp shit pains in my stomach.
Is there anything more of this, man? I can't remember.
Not really.
What's that sign? Is that a promposal sign in
yes,
the background?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Neat.
If you see the upcoming attractions, the coming attractions for next week, you'll see that he might be having to go to rehab.
Oh, he's going to have to miss prom.
Yeah, on what? That day. Yeah. That's the coming attractions.
Boy. No, yeah, I didn't see that one happen.
On the phone with Chloe. And, Chloe's.
I'm so glad that promposals were not a thing when I was in school.
Oh, my God. Hoko. No, I'm so hoko'd out.
What's that?
Holy shit. Homecoming.
Howard Cosell?
No, I like
Howard
Cosell.
No one calls it Hoko.
Yeah, they all call it Hoko.
I've been seeing Hoko signs.
That's all they call it.
What, losers?
Last couple weeks.
God, kids are stupid.
And the boys have to propose. They have to come up with these smart little signs.
Do they? Do they all have to,
well,
really?
They do. There's pressure on these guys to come up with the stupid way of asking a girl out.
Oh, shit. Who would do that?
I'm telling you.
They don't have to.
I think
they want to.
Well, speed up to the end. I love it when he gets the bad news. It does my heart good.
Who's that dude?
Oh, those are the other brats.
Hey, did you guys see that Gronk was hired by Fox?
It's not a sports podcast.
He's going to be the analyst this Thursday with the Giants and the Patriots. Gronk is in the booth.
Boom! Hot take!
Oh, why do you think that's appropriate for the show, Maz?
I just mentioned that. He's
nuts!
You forget that. I was your sports guy back in the day.
Let's talk about Hokies again.
I know. When you were doing the 3-minute sports cast when we wanted 60 seconds.
Exactly.
And you refused to shorten your sports casts.
I didn't refuse.
I did
anything you asked.
No, you did not.
Wow, what a whopper.
That is a whopper. That is a whopper.
That was a Mazway whopper.
I couldn't help it, man. It was a lot to talk
about.
I
couldn't help it. You didn't want to help it.
You don't take direction.
I do.
You do what you want to do.
No.
Yes, you do.
That's horseshit.
That's not horseshit.
That hurts.
Well, the truth hurts sometimes.
Should we call Mitch honest. And see if he took direction from Mitch?
What are you going to do?
From Mitch Albom?
I thought I saw Mitch today
I don't think
jogging
he did take in Franklin, direction from Mitch.
On Franklin Road.
So I'm jogging?
I thought I saw him jogging, but really? It couldn't have been him.
He doesn't seem like a jogging type.
I must have missed this. I must have gone by it, Drew.
No, it's at the very end. This is it. This is it. Yeah.
Might be going in tomorrow.
That's my senior prom.
Well, you have to find some other dick to bone that night, I guess. Or she got knocked up by
another
guy.
That was pretty brief.
Told you it was a coming.
I guess
attraction.
It was worth the effort. Oh, God.
What is this stupid show? Man, TLC has some dumb shows.
They do.
Who's that dude?
I admit, it's not adding a lot to...
When you were texting me about the baseball game last night, I almost wrote you back and said, hey, but 90 Day Fiancé Other Side or Flip Side is on right now, because I just saw it on the guide. Like, what's he doing watching the baseball game?
You know, I check in on these shows when I can.
You watch when they're on your
I do.
DVR.
Why do you let sports... 90 Day Fiancé is a great show.
Why do you let sports radio ruin your love for sports?
No, because it did.
I don't know. I don't know why it did. It just did.
You got to still love it.
Well, you know, part of it is that.
How do you?
Well, first of all, sports becoming political was just annoying to me. I never thought I'd hate a television network like I hate ESPN. I do. I hate them.
You know what it ruined for me is I never really liked them, but I hate it even more. are pregame blustering about, like, this is what's going to happen. I've always hated that, and I hate it even more now because I felt like we were forced to talk about stuff that was going to happen.
Yeah, it was mindless BS.
Total bullshit. Nobody cares about that.
It's just hot air, and there were many, many better things to talk about that our audience was used to. And so it was just, yeah, I just hated it. And now...
I told you last week, or 2 weeks ago, and I was listening to 97.1, this guy called in talking about how to beat the Chiefs. I'm like, what do you don't know? What are you talking about?
I know, idiot callers.
And his plan for beating the Chiefs isn't what they did when they almost beat the Chiefs, so I guess they should have done what he said.
You know what? What's also frustrating is I keep, because I read some of these, I follow some of these radio sites,
yeah,
and you know, talk about strategy and what works and what doesn't work. And honestly, there's a school of thought that people like callers. Just get as many callers as you can on, have them on for a short period of time, and that's what 97.1 does. They've done well with that.
They say the same
thing. Six callers ahead of us, Jimmy.
They always say the same thing, though.
Here's a few things that bug me. How can they call traveling on a home team? Why is soccer so stupid? How can they play hockey in a garden? Why can't golfers carry their own clubs? Lazy jerks.
All right, well, we got lots of people calling in. Caller, what's your question?
I hear a lot of shows that they rely on the phone calls. It's, hey, the listener's a star, and they seem to do fairly well, and I don't get it because I feel
like... Phone lines are going crazy!
If you are dependent on Joe Blow calling from wherever, you're not really doing anything. It doesn't take a lot more skill to do what Howard Stern does, Rush Limbaugh
does. Yeah.
And, you know, I know they do take phone calls occasionally, but
they're supposed to augment.
All right, time for action indeed. Let's go to the phone lines. Go ahead, caller.
Is it supposed to augment the show, not be the show?
I would assume someone who has a high-rated show, it's incumbent on them to have something to say, to fill
first
the space.
Time listener, long-time caller.
Dave and Chuck, every time I turn them on, phone call, 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 phone call. Not always, but, I mean, they take a lot of calls. They do very well.
Boring.
You know, it's not, but then...
The man who don't know sports, he ain't much of a man.
The other big radio take these days is that interviews are a tune-out. And honestly... I do see, and sports radio, honestly, I'm not a big fan of sports interviews.
They don't
sports
say anything. Interviews.
No, because they don't tell you anything. What does Jim Harbaugh ever say? Nothing. The offense is clicking.
Let me restate that. People currently in the sports world never say anything. Ones that are out of the sports world, they're good interviews. Because they'll if you get the right guy, they'll dish.
Yeah.
They sometimes have the best
If
stories.
They're in the middle of it, they don't generally want to say
No, they don't
anything.
Say anything.
Yeah. And so... Look at radio now. Why do we get interviews? Because radio won't do any interviews.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's hard to get an interview. It's like, oh, you want an interview? Oh, he rarely does interviews when he comes to town because nobody wants to do an interview with Graham Nash or, you know, whoever it might be. The guys
stick to what you know. Don't talk about what you don't know.
Everclear, Gin Blossoms, you know, the whole Arts Beats thing is like, no, nobody's really asked for interviews.
Blows my mind.
I know, it blows my mind, too.
Well,
but
it also
then,
blows my mind they don't talk about current events that are pretty big.
There's really no one talking about current events in Detroit. So,
the last shooting, there was, like, no one talking about.
I'm looking at the Drew Mike podcast, and, oh, my God, I hate interviews. I fast forward through all of them. And I'm thinking, well, maybe people don't like interviews. Maybe we're stupid to do interviews. I don't fucking know.
I don't think you are. There's always great interviews out there.
Well, you don't want it to
well, you
be
can't
all
be guaranteed.
Interviews.
They're not all good. Yeah. I mean, they're not all going to be good, but every now and then you get a George Jung who I thought was phenomenal.
Yeah.
But I'm sure some people go,
boom,
oh my God.
Hot take.
Another stupid interview I have to fast forward through. Here's an interview suggestion.
Okay, great.
This made me laugh. And honestly, when I first read it, I probably had some interest, and I probably still have some interest. And by the way, he listens to the show now.
Oh, okay.
Allegedly. Hi, my name is Colton Pierce. I dated Katie Hamilton on the show Marrying Millions. This just came in today. I mean, not from a third party, just from him. I'm here to ask if you wanted an interview me to ask questions and clear up some things she said in her interview with you. Many lies. If not, no worries. Not here to drag her name through the mud, but she's been lying on my name, and I think it's only right to clear up some of the confusion. So we're back. Hey, Colton, I assume you moved on, but can you give me a hint about what she lied about? I'm trying to find out what the details are. Oh, man, there's quite a bit. I honestly had to keep up with them in my notes on my phone when I did interviews with her.
I didn't know they split.
Only because she has a bigger platform and will continue to drag my name through the mud, so I have to keep those just in case. But I enjoyed your interview with her specifically because you asked her one or two tough questions and she beat around the bush about them.
Yeah, she didn't really answer them.
You were the only show that really tested her, in my opinion. If you can't do the interview or don't want to, it's no big deal. I'll probably do a Facebook Live to show people. Yeah, the other side.
Starting to like this guy.
He says, this has had a real negative impact on him, he says.
Well, you know, he really nails it there. Nobody wants to talk to him. They want to talk to Josh Hamilton's ex-wife.
Right. Who won him the MVP by praying for it every day. Remember that?
Yes.
Hey, dude was a beast.
And I responded.
God was like, hey, no one else is asking me. I guess Josh will do it.
Said, thanks, Colton. She was all about God, which was kind of annoying. It sounded like Josh was MVP because she prayed. I guess she split. What was the breaking point? And he answered, he didn't really say. And I said, yeah, she obviously loves attention. She's quite beautiful, but that only goes so far as you figured out. Going to run this by my crew. Maybe this is worth revisiting, Colton. I'd love to tell you all about it on the show if you have time. It could be a lengthy show in a sense, but the breaking point would reveal a lot about her and how she's contradicted herself on TV again. Not talk bad about her, just hear clear the lies they're attached to me.
That's got to be annoying for him.
He said the show did well. It got renewed for second season.
But is he off it if they're not together anymore?
I don't know. Not sure.
Wasn't that the whole point of the show?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That she's banging her, you know, friends.
Her daughter's.
Her daughter's friends.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, she's quite. I didn't really get her. I couldn't really tell what was going on there. And Josh Hamilton thing, I wonder what's going on with him now.
I don't know.
Hopefully he's straight.
Yeah, and that had not been a problem in so long. Let me see if Josh Hamilton is remarried. Josh Hamilton.
Did Josh Hamilton know Tyler Skaggs? I don't know what made me really think of that, but
I would think he would. Wasn't he there?
They would have been on the
same
team.
They were both in L.A., yeah, for a few years. I'm sure he did.
You just worry about somebody like Josh, you know, slipping again, right?
That's why I say I hope he's
straight. Well, he did. He really, apparently it was...
Lately?
I don't know about lately, but with her, it was a real
mess.
Yeah,
that was the final straw for her.
But she went through a lot. I mean, she was with him when he was a first-round draft pick, first pick in the draft. And
we haven't heard more about the Angels and Tyler Skaggs. And
just an employee.
They blew Brad Osmus out pretty quick. I wonder why.
Well, they did that for a reason.
I don't think that was because of that. They're going to hire Joe Madden, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure that one of his players dying in a hotel had something to do with him getting fired.
I don't think that's his fault.
Joe Madden is the whole reason.
I do too.
Plus, he probably sucks as a manager.
He does.
I don't know how you can make Brad Osmus responsible for some guy ODing. How is that his?
Well, but like there is somebody. Well, in the team that helped him get the drugs.
His family said that.
Yeah. I don't think Brad Osmus did that.
No, I'm sure he
did. What if he did?
That'd be pretty
Brad
wild.
Brad was the pipeline.
It would shock me.
Running drugs for a start.
I know. Brad Osmus, I thought he was a really good guy. And probably
good
the
guy,
much,
bad manager.
Probably a better manager now than he was 5-6 years ago.
He might still land in San Diego and manage one day.
I mean, there were a lot of problems with that team. I'm not trying to be defensive about
Pujols
him.
Pujols was on that team. He does nothing.
No, I think that's one of the problems. The Tigers, though, right?
Well, not really the Tigers. I meant his current team.
Oh, really?
I really don't want to get in the weeds on this. It's not a sports podcast.
I forgot. I can't believe I forgot about that again.
Wait, Josh Hamilton caught wife Katie Hamilton cheating, files for divorce? I remember that part of the story.
Years and years ago. Currently, he says he's just doing his thing, hanging out with family. He hasn't done drugs, according to him, since his relapse in 2015.
There's got to be some amazingly hot new babe.
Oh, yeah.
Is there?
He was really young. And probably friends with his daughter.
It's got to be,
and
right?
Colton.
Yeah. It's Colton's sister.
Colton's ex. Yeah, Colton wants to have a rap career, too. So
what?
Yeah. Yeah. Remember? We played a couple of his videos, I think.
I don't remember that.
Not sure how well that's going to go.
Sorry, Colton. But maybe I just blocked it out.
Well, I don't know. I'm not a rap fan.
I'm all into
so
Telly Nelly now, or Nelly Telly. What's her name?
Telly Zelly.
Telly
Zelly. Telly Zelly. That's she's a takeoff. Big time.
Maz, is anything on your non sequitur list?
We were going to talk about Ronnie from Jersey Shore getting in trouble again.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite.
Magro Ortiz.
Ask Brandon how much I love that video. I made Julie watch it this morning,
Which
too.
Which one? Of him locking her out of the house?
No, the video of him when the cops arrive and they handcuff him to the gurney.
Yeah.
He can't go anywhere.
He can't, and he just sits like a robot as they're backing him into the ambulance.
It's embarrassing.
He knows the cameras are on him, and instead it's just he's taking everything inside him to just keep that roid rage down that he has. And he's shirtless and ripped. I mean,
he's got major roid rage.
You know, if he wanted to, he could just break those chains and just kill everybody around him like some kind of
supervillain. He wants to kill her.
I got to tell you, I am so tired of that idiot.
He's a moron.
Isn't it a little wearying having this idiot pop up in the news every day?
Shirtless every time.
Well, they're still on here.
He gets three names. I know. He gets three names for some reason.
I know. That pisses me off. He and this chick are constantly, it's like a 911 festival.
They hate each other.
Also, no more Airbnb for you, Ronnie Ortiz Magra. That's the other thing I like to think of is that poor Airbnb owner. They had to knock down the door. This Jersey Shore idiot, for those that don't know, had his, how old was the baby? Like 18 months?
Yeah, 18
months, a couple years,
not even.
Attacked the baby mama with a knife, and she was trying to climb a fence to get away from him. And
Did you see her bruises?
Yeah.
He claims that she was drinking and she wasn't safe around the baby, so I locked her out of the house.
Yeah, right.
And of course, then the cops come, and does he let the cops in and explain? No, he won't let them in, so they have to break in. They have to tase him if he's so worried about the baby, would he really need to be tased? And then,
because you saw him on that gurney. He was ready to snap.
He said that the bruises on her are because he was trying to get away from her, and she grabbed onto him, and he had to drag her on the ground.
Oh, yeah, that's it's the only thing he could do.
She's got this giant
thing on the inside
thing on her
leg.
Shoulder, too, right? Outside of her leg. There's a giant thing.
No, he's a disaster. Isn't that
funny? Why isn't that fucking guy? Why isn't he canceled? Hasn't he hit chicks before?
Look at that social experiment that was the Jersey Shore.
Oh, God.
What a mess some of them
are. It was fun to watch for a year.
I enjoy it still once in a while. I got to be honest.
Still?
I still enjoy it once in a while. It's not as good as it used to be, obviously.
Wait, do you enjoy the new ones or the old ones?
Oh, I love the old ones. I still watch the new ones. Yeah. I like DJ Paulie.
J-Well, where did you get syphilis?
Paulie's a good guy.
He's done really well.
Same with who's the other guy?
Vinny. How did that stupid dating show go, by the way?
Excellent. He's married. I have no idea.
Tell us that story, bitch.
And Snooki and her stupid books on rearing children. Yeah. And, oh, my God.
Remember when I ran into her on the boardwalk, me and the girls?
I forgot about that.
Yeah, they were shooting a video of her.
Oh. Were you intrigued? Did you stand and watch?
Is that it?
Yeah, that was it.
Is that the whole story?
That was the whole story.
Would you say this family spent more time watching her shoot a video or at the Little League Hall of Fame?
I would say the Little League Hall of Fame was a little bit better.
Did you stay and watch her shoot the video?
Well, we were right there. We couldn't help. They were walking by. The crew was walking by.
And you felt that this was an event that was worthy of your family's time?
Well, we were going to the Shore store because I wanted to say, hey, you want to see where Jersey Shore is shot? So we were on our way over there anyway.
Oh, I see.
So it was on our way.
So was it like a Jersey Shore vacation?
Well, every year. We go to Seaside every year. I was at Seaside.
To check up on the Jersey Shore sites?
Long before these assholes were there, I was there.
Did you drive by the house they were in?
It could have been you.
Yes. The house is right there. I would have done that.
Maz could have been on the Jersey Shore.
I could have been one of them.
It could have been you.
It could have been me. God help us.
Oh, man. Hey, what happened to the guy that punched Snooki in the face? Is he canceled? Remember that guy?
Oh, yeah. He got in trouble.
Oh, anyway, this guy is just such a tool. Speaking of tools, I was reading about Miley Cyrus and her new love, Cody Simpson.
Yeah. Hey, I dug her tweets. I got to be honest. I do.
What tweets?
Her tweets that she put out saying, hey, I'm not trying to show off or nothing. You know what? I lived in a bubble my whole life. I'm out there enjoying my dating life, and I'm out there sharing it. And if
bubble?
You don't like,
what bubble? Well, when was she in a bubble?
In the Disney bubble. You know, you watched her
for
grow
like 3
up.
Years. Whoa, 3
read
years.
Read her texts. Her texts were really good, I thought.
How old is she? She's not like she's 20.
Drew, it's hard having $200 million.
She didn't have a childhood.
It's tough. It's tough having a dad who was extremely wealthy growing up. It's hard. It's hard being married to one of the hottest Hollywood actors.
Can she go 10 seconds without genitals? 10 seconds without someone else's genitals?
No.
Genitals?
No.
I mean, male or female.
You know what she said?
Like, she's married, then the next day, She's with Caitlin, what's her name?
Yeah, whatever.
Slut.
And she's got to be making out all over Instagram. Okay. And then she's done. And then Cody Simpson, boom, she's making out with him every 5 seconds.
All she's saying is if a guy did that, you call him a stud. If a girl does that, you call him a slut.
I have no problem. I mean, I don't think
she's not a slut. She's out there enjoying herself. Well, that's fine, but I don't want to fucking see it.
A little bit slutty.
Yeah, she's a wacko.
I think she's doing it with this new guy to get back at her ex-husband. What's his name? Liam?
Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Captain America.
I guess I don't know why.
Wasn't he Captain America?
No.
No.
He was Thor. Who was he?
Wasn't he Thor?
No, he's Thor's brother.
Brother, okay. That's right.
Man, what the hell, why not?
You know,
she wants him back.
It's kind of like Pete Davidson. You know, he's got a new, whenever he has someone new, it's, you know, all over the place. And
we'll take shirts off. We'll rub backs and dicks.
I'm not sure Pete posts it, though. Doesn't it get in the media, or does he post it all? I guess he does. He contributed to it.
Well, no, because he shut it down.
I mean, he was posting when he was with Ariana Grande.
Until he didn't want to be on this earth.
Right.
Shut it down,
and he doesn't want anyone else talking about it.
And they had to call John Cryer in the report because he wasn't posting
it. He did a great job.
And then he was suicidal, and now he's in a movie called Suicide.
Mm. But doesn't it trigger him?
No.
I would think he'd be angry at the movie makers.
Because it's just a movie.
Suicide Squad.
I see. Okay.
Good for Miley. She's an adult now.
I have regular woman panties where the string goes up my crack. I have tits.
Nice.
I do sex.
That's sweet.
Trying to wrap things up here. This story about Ellen DeGeneres getting all this crap.
True. It's on the nightly news right now, which this is not a nightly news story.
But honestly, I feel the same way. Like, why are we even talking about this? But she really is getting a lot of shit for yucking it up with George Bush in a box at the Cowboy game.
Joke.
Now, George Bush seems like he might be an okay guy to hang around.
Oh, he'd be a blast.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
He'd be a blast to hang around.
I think he'd be okay.
For sure.
So she has to, if she doesn't agree with someone, if she's not in the same wavelength with someone about every issue, then she has to be excoriated for yucking it up with a person? I mean, how stupid has this become?
It's very dumb. It's very dumb.
And she has to make a statement about it.
Well, I don't know if she had to make a statement.
She's getting a lot of. She was really getting a lot of crap.
I think she looks better now from it. She looks better.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like
her response was good, but it doesn't matter because George Bush is a war criminal. Uh-oh. You're not allowed to.
Not my president.
Still be fun to hang out with.
You're one of those benevolent lesbians out to meet a hot guy, make friends with him, so you can sample suck some clean dick. Look,
she was in a box at the Cowboys game. The thing I told Brandon, in the box.
The thing that made me the most mad is that. She's an Aaron Rodgers fan. She wasn't cheering for the Packers. She was cheering for the Cowboys.
No, she said she was cheering for the Packers in her statement.
Yeah, but not publicly, not out loud.
No, I thought
it was
weird
of getting kicked out of that box. We know how she likes boxes.
I thought it was odd that she was invited to a Cowboys game by the owner's daughter.
I know.
By Jerry Jones' daughter. And she went.
Yeah, she likes it.
She's a football fan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, she likes dancing.
Actually, my family is enamored with her.
Oh, I know she likes dance.
They are enamored with her.
She's okay.
I like her. I think she's nice.
She's cool. I think she's all right.
She does good work. She's never been
The fact that she can hang out with George Bush, to me, shows kind of how cool she is.
That's a good thing, yeah.
Who has seen Dirty Harry? Anybody?
Well, years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
The movie?
Of course. Yeah.
I mean, pretty good movie.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have. I
love your Clint.
I took 5 shots or 6 shots.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I can never remember movie lines, but this is a classic where he doesn't, you know, do I have a bullet left or not?
You got to ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
I liked other line in the Cliff Notes where he said, make me spray.
I think that was in the movie, wasn't it?
I remember.
Well, anyway, in 71, Dirty Harry came out. It was a huge movie. It was to me, that really vaulted Clint Eastwood into the whole. He was the biggest badass. And the
still
movie
is. I love
the movie was really good. You know, it was about this psycho who kidnapped a school bus and buried it and, you know, was holding these kids hostage for ransom. Well, in 1976, 26 elementary schools, 5 years later, were returning from a summer. It was a field trip to a swimming pool. Oh, sounds awfully entitled to me. Swimming pool? Field trip? What kind of field
nude
trip
swimming?
Was Corn Pop there?
Entitled brats! Anyway, the bus was blocked by two vans on its way back to the school, and three armed men got out and made the 26 elementary school kids. By the way, the kids, for some reason, ranged in age from 5 to 14. I'm like, what kind of school is this?
Well, it's a 14-year-old's
been held back six times? What's going on? Isn't that kind of weird?
Eighth grader, 14 years old.
They kidnapped them.
They started them late.
And the bus driver was part of this, too. They're loaded into the vans. They're driven around.
I should be back in school.
Kids were loaded into the two vans, driven around for 11 hours when they soiled themselves, apparently.
Oh!
No food, nothing. And they said the older kids, who apparently were held back all those times, were leading sing-alongs of Boogie Nights. Boogie Nights. Was that around 76? That was, wasn't it? Love will keep us together.
Boom, and then, boom, boom.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
God.
Oh, boy. Nobody knew.
What is Boogie Nights? What's that song?
Boogie Nights.
Oh, wait. Okay. Right. Is this it?
Boogie Nights. I think it was around 76. Yeah, this is it. It's a huge hit at the time. It seemed like a sing-along, though. Five-year-olds sing-along to Boogie Nights? You get down. Would
cool
Charlotte sing along with this?
She might.
Mark, is that cool in the gang?
No, Heat Wave.
Heat Wave.
Keep on dancing. Keep on dancing. I thought the sing-along choices were questionable. That's as serious as Shishella thought. So anyway, after 11 hours, they get to a quarry where these three armed guys have buried a trailer home, except for the top, and there's a latch, and they put the kids in this ventilated trailer home that has limited food and water and some mattresses, and they tell them, you know, you're staying here for a while. And then on the latch...
Goodbye, fucking shit fuel.
They put 200-pound batteries on the latch so they couldn't open it, and then they shoveled dirt on top of it so that this thing is buried.
Wow.
So at that point, they're supposed to call in the ransom. They were going to demand $5 million. This is really weird. They said that after 12, 14 hours or whatever, they still hadn't called in the ransom request, and they said that they were having trouble getting through because so many people were calling, wanting to know where their kids were.
Oh, weird.
Because the 26 kids are missing. And the bus driver. So anyway, the bus driver and the older kids stacked the mattresses, and somehow they dislodged the 100-pound batteries, and they dug their way out.
Wow.
The three guys had fallen asleep.
Wow.
Because they hadn't slept in a long time. And
they didn't do shifts?
I guess not. I guess they all crashed
crazy.
At once.
Amateurs.
And they quietly made their way out to some central area there where there was a phone, and they called the cops and they got away, and the three guys were arrested.
That's cool.
So the three guys have been in prison all this time, and one of them got out in 2012. I think one of them got in 2014, and the third one, who apparently isn't a great prisoner, he's got a parole hearing coming up. He's 67 years old.
Wow.
These guys were in their 20s. That, by the way, they're rich kids.
Really?
Rich Bay Area kids. They were entitled.
Looking for something exciting to do,
I guess. But they sort of, I guess, copied the dirty, not original.
Never
heard. That's why they got nailed. So this guy's got a parole hearing coming up. And
is he going to get out?
Well, apparently these kids who are now adults, I mean, they're middle-aged, they actually show up at these parole hearings and say, fuck no. And
good.
The bus driver won all these awards and stuff. The bus driver was a huge hero in this thing.
Sure.
And I guess when he died or was dying, a lot of these...
They didn't make a movie out of
this? Up. Well, Dirty Harry was the movie. They copied Dirty Harry, but there should be a movie about them copying Dirty Harry, shouldn't there?
Should be.
I know, it was a wild story. They had some good pictures of it, too. So, anyway, that was crazy.
So, 76, those kids are what now? 1640. So
well, the 14-year-olds are probably dead. I mean,
so, in the 50s.
Yeah, 14-year-olds would be 55.
Yeah.
I think CBS This Morning talked to a few of the...
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Really?
Gail was teasing it, but I never made it that far in the show.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I thought maybe might make a good guest, but people don't like interviews anymore.
Don't feel bad. Keep having your interviews.
Well, Dave and Chuck do pretty well. Do interviews, apparently. Do they do interviews? I don't think they do.
No, not at all.
Never.
Well, you know, isn't that weird that no one does interviews on... Isn't that strange?
Well, I'm sure WJR does interviews.
Yeah, Mojo does.
But their advertisers
listens to them.
Doesn't Mojo do
them? Yeah, well, Mojo, he probably gets the hot artists who are actually making hit records, and they force them to go on certain stations. I mean,
they're forced.
Well, you know.
I know what you mean.
Just as, you know, when Riff was hot, and still could, I'm sure, they get big artists on. I mean, when Van Halen was going through their stuff, we had Eddie on, and we had Roth on, and we had Sammy on.
Yep.
I don't think we had enough. I don't think we had enough of those people. Should have had more. I wish. We never had Jack White on.
No, well, he wouldn't come on, so.
I know, but he would.
Still?
But I don't. Do you ever remember him being interviewed on Riff? Jack White?
Did he do something with Meltdown?
I don't know.
Did he?
I don't know, because Meltdown, you know, he'll occasionally get.
I don't think so.
Yeah, he usually gets guys.
I just remember a lot of the interviews that I thought would have been great for us ended up with somewhere else. It's crazy.
It's totally crazy.
Unless someone else didn't want them.
Whatever reason. 48 Hours this weekend is going to do a whole Chowkilla
the bus.
They are?
Yeah, that's why I was on CBS this morning right now.
Oh, nice. So. Okay. Well, Brandon, what is a long show? 2:35. Oh, my God.
How about the other movie that's coming
out? Zoom's already took off.
Show's probably too long.
How about El Camino's coming out? The Breaking Bad movie in another day.
Yeah, and Bryan Cranston was at the preview party, I guess, so people were going, he must be in it!
I'm sure he's in flashbacks.
Yeah, or he'll probably be, you know, like a ghost figure like Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Weren't they suggesting, though, that he was not involved in it?
Maybe, but he'll probably show up.
Well, there were people saying he's still alive, Walter White's still alive, and in fact, there's no way he's alive.
Spoiler alert!
Dude, I didn't even finish it yet.
Oh, he hasn't.
No, I don't.
How about the song that ended the show? I've like started.
Badfinger, Baby Blue.
I love it.
It's a great song.
I've been playing it more and more now.
It's on Apple Records.
I love
Beatles signed him.
Yes. Badfinger.
Paul McCartney gave him their first hit. George Harrison produced him. Paul McCartney produced him. Also played on stuff.
This was a great song. And what an ending. It's a
perfect ending. Badfinger has many great songs.
You know, it's funny. I love that show. Like, it's one of the top five shows of all time. I have, like, very little interest in seeing the movie.
Oh, my God. You don't watch Better Call Saul?
Yeah, I do. I love Saul.
How could you not watch it?
Because I don't really care about Jesse.
Ah.
Because it ended. It was over. The show's about Walter White, and it's over.
But The Sopranos are coming back with a
prequel. I can't even remember the
ending. Interest in that either.
It was funny. I liked the show. I didn't like it as much as a lot of other people, but I did like it.
I
was trying to play catch up at the end, which was what a losing battle that was.
Yeah.
But I forgot the ending. What was the ending?
Plug your ears, Brandon.
Want me to tell you?
I don't care. It got ruined for me in 2004.
Remember Walter White brought his big car there to this meeting where they were going to kill him, the new drug gang that took over. And he set the car up to murder. He had a gun in there, a rifle, and he had to push his button on his keys. Remember, they tied him up, and the keys were on the pool table, the billiard table.
Yeah.
And he reached his keychain finally as they were getting ready to kill Jesse and him, and he pushed the button. And the guns just was they killed everybody, and Walter went down to the ground.
How did he set that up?
He set it up because he's a genius.
Well, how's the car shoot people?
Because he had an automatic rifle in there, and you know
it
popped. You know, the trunk popped open, and the rifle came out and shot everybody.
Yeah, this is what it was.
Rifle
like.
Did it all
like
by itself.
There it is. Unfortunately,
I watched that. It's pretty amazing.
Is that believable?
Yeah, it was very believable.
Mark,
true story. Yeah.
That's true. I've seen that. I've watched that.
It was believable watching. What?
To watch the whole show
for a trunk to open up and a car just start shooting people.
Well, that's how ingenious.
How did the car know to aim at them?
Well, the car was also on drugs. The car was doing the math.
He parked it perfectly where he needed, where it was going to shoot through
the
windows.
How do you
know
where they were going to be standing?
He set it up that way.
Why'd they leave the keys on the table?
Well, he put his.
They didn't expect anything to happen.
They took him in and they threw his keys on the table. They were going to murder him there.
Sometimes the best weapon is the element of surprise.
Why wouldn't you just throw the keys away or put them in the toilet?
Well, they didn't think the car had anything to do with it because they were holding
it. Yeah.
But it was a way for him to get away.
Well, he wasn't getting away. They had him.
No.
He did. Had him cold, dead cold. So anyway, unfortunately, one of the bullets hit him. But we don't know that at the time.
No, we knew.
Until Jesse and him face off finally at the end, and you see Walter's bleeding and... Walter gives Jesse the gun and says, do what you want with it. Like, in other words, you want to kill me? Go ahead and kill me.
Oh.
And Jesse drops the gun, gets in the car, and takes off. Drives through.
Left him there?
Left him there. And then Walter finds the meth lab that they made Jesse a slave to, because Jesse was making meth for them.
Yeah.
And he was just in, you could see his face light up.
Did he smoke a lot of meth there?
No, he was just in awe. He just loved it, and that's where he finally succumbed on the floor
that's
next
really
to his
overdoing.
Baby blue. Next to his blue meth.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Yeah. You didn't smoke any meth while he was dying?
So why do we need more?
It would have been a good time to smoke meth.
If I was about to die, I knew it. I'd smoke the hell out of that
meth. A ton
of
it. Yeah.
He never smoked it.
Yeah, we knew how much people liked it. Why not just try it while he's dying?
Yeah, like the director of The Amazing Jonathan.
That's where Baby Blue came from.
All right, get us out of here, Brandon.
I get chills.
Congratulations to our winners, Amy Borovsky, Mike Petrilli, and Jennifer Harbin.
And Matt for going
Matt
on that
Soba. Episode. Unfortunately, Matt can't go because, well, we covered.
Apparently, he loves his wife or something.
I know, and they love Mackinac.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking shit.
No place they'd rather be than Mackinac Island.
I agree with my wife.
There's a lot of great fudge there. And
that's what I said to him.
And you get away from the technology, cars and crap like that.
When I talked to him before the show, I said, well, I guess
technology and things.
I said, Mesa doesn't have fudge, so I guess, you know.
Yeah.
You win.
They could probably get Mexican food there, too.
How about the Mazburger?
They bring it themselves. I don't think it's the Mazburger. Anyway, I don't want to beat up on Matt. Good guy. Hope they have a happy anniversary. Hope they have a happy Swedish Day the next week, too.
On their real anniversary.
Wait.
Is this their real anniversary?
Wait, does Swedish Day
change?
Well,
the date isn't always the same, is it?
Yeah, it's the 15th.
It is?
Yeah.
You know when Swedish Day is?
I know when it is.
That's adorable.
Thank you.
I would never have known when Swedish Day was. It's not a real holiday.
It's a Hallmark holiday. We all know that.
In Michigan,
right?
Yeah, it's so weird.
Cute. I used to celebrate it back in the day.
You still do.
My wife hates me now. We don't celebrate.
Well. All right. So like us on Facebook. Please like us on Facebook.
Hope you feel better, Chris.
Rate us. Thank you. Rate us on iTunes. Rate us on Facebook. Rate us on Stitcher. Rate us anywhere you can rate us. Just do something nice, please. Don't put me over the edge.
Boom. Hot take.